left 33 people dead. Carl Pauly is an alumni of the band.
It makes us remember that Tech is still strong, and we're still proud to be Hokies, and we wanted to deliver that message to the people in the hospital.
Today is a day of mourning throughout Virginia by Governor Tim Kaine and a moment of silence for those killed. And around the country, people will be remembering Monday's victims in a very visible way. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
The idea came from Virginia Tech graduates asking people nationwide to wear orange and maroon, the school colors.
It's almost a little overwhelming that everyone in the country does something for us here. I mean, you know, it's hard for us to imagine that everyone is affected by this as much as we are. And it's really kind of touching to us around here that people are willing to do something like that for us.
David Childress is a sophomore history major from Vinton, Virginia.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Virginia Tech professor Leviu Librescu was buried in Israel as a hero. A Holocaust survivor, Librescu was killed as he blocked the door of his classroom. His wife said many students sent her emails saying thank you.
The week began with the bloodshed at Virginia Tech, and it ends with the 8th anniversary of horror at a high school in Littleton, Colorado.
Tom Mauser lost a son in the Columbine shootings and says with the nation again mourning students shot to death, 8 years later, not much has changed.
We still have a lot of angry people. We still have a lot of firearms, and it's been a pretty deadly mix for us.
Mauser has been a gun restriction advocate since his son, 11 other students, and a teacher were shot to death at Columbine. Lee Frank, CBS News, Littleton, Colorado.
Well, publicly, the White House is standing behind Alberto Gonzalez, but it's clear Republican support for the Attorney General is slipping after yesterday's rocky appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The committee's ranking Republican Arlen Specter pressed Gonzalez on how his testimony contradicted documents and sworn statements from his staff.
Senator, I don't want to quarrel with you.
I don't want you to either. I just want you to answer the question.
It just got worse as Gonzalez tried to convince openly skeptical senators he didn't lie to them about why he fired 8 U.S. attorneys.
My decision to ask for the resignations of these U.S. attorneys is justified and should stand.
Democratic senators excoriated Gonzalez. Republicans said they flat out didn't believe him. Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn said he should go.
The best way to put this behind us is your resignation.
But Gonzalez says he did nothing improper and has no reason to leave. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's just a theory, but the FDA is considering whether the contamination of pet food was no accident. The government says tainted ingredients imported from China may have been deliberately spiked with the industrial chemical melamine to make them appear to have a higher protein content. Baby boomers are cruising toward their golden years, but with more aches and pains than their parents. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett. Dave, somehow, it just doesn't compute.
Well, boomers may be less likely to smoke. They do tend to be less physically active, despite trips to the gym and running around on a daily basis. Harvard expert David Cutler.
They're more obese than their predecessors were.
That leads to joint problems, affects cholesterol and blood pressure. They're working more, not sleeping as much, don't take as much time to take care of themselves. The Washington Post says boomers may say they're in excellent or very good health, but then they have trouble lifting, say, 10 pounds or walking a few blocks. Nick?
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Former Quest CEO Joe Nocio now facing serious jail time after a Denver jury convicted him on 19 counts of insider trading. He was found guilty of illegally selling more than $50 million in stock amid an accounting scandal that nearly destroyed the communications firm.
I couldn't be happier that after 5.5 years, justice is finally served in this state's and throughout the United States.
U.S. Attorney Troy Eade says the guilty verdict was announced. Nocio is looking down the gun barrel at a 10-year vacation in the Crossbar Hotel and millions of dollars in fines when he's sentenced in July. Negatives like unhealthy forest, rapid population growth, and decreasing water could all converge into a perfect storm for the Rocky Mountain West. That's the doom and gloom in an annual State of the Rockies report card issued by Colorado College in the spring. Report cites 21 million acres of diseased forest, plus the social and environmental consequences of rapid energy development. And Governor Ritter asking places of worship to toll their bells this morning to remember the 32 people killed at Virginia Tech this week. The remembrance begins at 10 a.m. our time. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Friday light traffic around the Metro Denver area right now with a collision-free ride. Absolutely no delays. I-25 at excellent speeds from C-470 all the way to downtown. No worries for I-70 around DIA. We're doing fine on 225 across Aurora and equally good on the turnpike between Boulder and Denver. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny and mild with a high of 71.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
The Osgood File, April 20th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Come, put your hand.
hate that when you get up in the morning and the people around you are in a better mood than you are. Hi, good morning.
Shut up.
Okay, anyway, good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny. Listen to this. High today, 72. 72 frickin' degrees. Johnny Turk, are you going golfing today?
I do have plans to play some golf later on this afternoon with an old friend of mine from high school who I haven't seen in probably about 10, 12 years.
So you're going to go out and do a little golf?
Yeah, man. And it's kind of funny. He found me via this show. He's a listener out there, friend of mine from high school here in town, and listened to the show, dialed us up, and we're going to play golf today.
Well, I wish I could go out and screw around, but no can do. I'm supposed to be at Fox TV 31 this afternoon at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. It's going to be me, Mike Rosen, Dan Kaplis, and Bill Marvin Menendez. Menezes, Bill Marvin Menezes, to discuss the Don Imus situation. Now, when they first called me, they were going to have like three or four conservative talk show hosts on and just me. And I said to them, in the old days, I would have gone for that. But now, I'm older, I'm wiser, I'm smarter, and it ain't going to be me. Oh, I know, I'll get an email about that. It isn't going to be me against three others. That's not fair, so you better find somebody else. Well, my first original idea was Craig Silverman. But then I realized, how's he going to do it? If he's supposed to be on the radio, and if Kaplis is going to be there, see, Silverman could cover for him. But I threw his name in the hat anyway. And then they came up with Bill Marvin Menezes. So it's going to be us against them. And this show only goes for like 30 minutes, and here's what I figure is going to happen. I figure it's going to be a contest by everybody there to talk over each other, to try to get their points out, to try to make their ideological points. So what I've decided to do is I've decided to go in there, not take it seriously, and only speak when spoken to. And I have no clue when it's going to air. Could air this Sunday. I have no idea. I don't know when Ron Zappolo's show's on. So that's what I'm doing this afternoon. And we'll see what comes out of it. But I'm not going to go in there and I'm not going to be overly aggressive. Because it doesn't serve any point. And there's two ways you can look at the whole Imus thing. Really. Practically. There's two ways you can look at it. You can look at it as being... And by the way, now there's a second talk show host in trouble in Augusta, Georgia. The NAACP there is demanding that this guy be fired for insensitive racial comments. But there's two ways you can look at this. You can look at it this way, that which is the argument that I've always given you, which is that the broadcast band is a finite resource that the entire public does not have access to. And that therefore, in the trade-off to get that, broadcasters owe you, the American public, some sort of standard and some kind of standard of conduct. And in this case, it's not like a comedy club. It's not like hip-hop or rap music, which, by the way, now there are radio stations around the country that are, many of them, the majority of them, by the way, so far, black-owned, that are taking off of music that they deem that has offensive lyrics or is thug-like in nature. But there's that way to look at it. Then there's the other way to look at it. And the other way to look at it is there is no freedom of speech in corporate America, and that most broadcast companies are not privately owned. They are publicly traded companies that are beholden to the shareholders and are beholden to Wall Street, and they have to make a profit for the shareholders' investment. And if you do something that gets in the way of that investment and that profit margin, then what they're going to do is they're going to fire you. And that goes for whether you're on the air, whether you're in management, or you're a salesperson. And it used to be that when there was a company only owned 8 radio stations, many times a company would defend its talent, many times a company would do what it thought was right, regardless of what the government or anybody else thought, even the advertisers. Those days are gone now. Those days are history. What this is about is it's about making money. So myself, or anybody else, we cost this company, or anybody in this town who's on the air, they cost their company money. Chances are, their company, if it's publicly traded, is going to boot you out the door. And that's what happened to Don Imus. Now, the weird thing about this is, isn't this the kind of system that a lot of these, you know, a lot of these extremely right-wing guys like? I mean, they advocate this kind of thing. Don't they like this? And then all of a sudden, when it comes around to get them, suddenly they're like, oh, wait a minute. They're encroaching on our free speech. Well, you can't have it both ways. All right. Anyway, end of that. We're not doing Don Imus this morning, but I don't know how I even got off on that. All right, 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. This is our last day of doing this. Earth Day is coming up April the 22nd. I think all of you know that. Oh, you have the info on this Apollo show?
Well, I believe Jay. It's called Cutting Edge, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
It airs Saturdays at, let me see here, 5:30 local time. Saturday, 5:30, so that should appear tomorrow at 5:30.
In the afternoon, not in the evening.
Yeah,
not in the morning.
5:30 p.m.
Well, that's pretty good. If you can tear yourself away from sports or whatever else you got going on, or golf or whatever, you can check it out. All right, Earth Day is April the 22nd, and AM 760 wants to test your knowledge of Earth Day trivia. The first person to call, 303-631-2760, and correctly answer the following question will win a copy of the record-breaking book Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, which kicked off the green movement in this country. And we thank Tattered Cover for that. Tattered Cover, great place with two locations, Lodo and also over there on Colfax, and a DVD copy of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. Here's this hour's trivia question. True or false, half a load of laundry takes the same amount of energy as a full load. Half a load of laundry takes the same amount of energy as a full load. Be the first caller now at 303-631-2760. To correctly answer the question. I'll give you the number again, 303-631-2760. Okay. Coming up, it is the anniversary of Columbine. 8 years since that happened. I was on the air in this town when it did happen. We'll talk about that. And also, boy, I got so much sound here this morning. Overman did a great thing about Alberto Gonzalez last night on Countdown and about the administration. And I want to play a part of that, but I also want to play a comment that Limbaugh made and get your reaction to that as well. So we'll figure out which ones to run when we come back here. Not that we're going anywhere. I don't know why I said that, but we are going to check traffic. It's Friday morning. It's nice out there, and it's going to be nice today, and it's good to have you along. I'll try to dampen my enthusiasm here and not shout too much. Because I'm so
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series.
This one's even got four-wheel steering.
And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow, I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Have you been considering LASIK, waiting for the latest LASIK technology, or just too nervous to have it done? If so, you may qualify for a LASIK clinical study now underway in Denver by one of Colorado's leading LASIK surgeons, Dr. Lawrence Spivak. A LASIK clinical study is now underway to evaluate FDA-approved bladeless LASIK technology at Spivak Vision Center. To qualify for this limited study, you must be above age 21, have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, and be willing to complete all LASIK pre- and post-operative office visits. This study will be completed in May, so please call 303-C-2020 now to see if you qualify. All participants will receive a complimentary LASIK upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But space is extremely limited, so please call 303-C-2020 for more information. That's 303-C-2020.
Announcing a special automotive marketing test for Denver, Colorado. This special Denver market test is for consumers who are tired of misleading car ads that often include confusing, virtually impossible discounts and financing requirements. For 72 hours only, Lithium Motors, the largest retailer of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge products in the entire Rocky Mountain region, is going to be selling brand new vehicles at deeply discounted prices that all consumers will qualify for. Because of our special national purchase of vehicles, you can buy new PT Cruisers at $11,999, brand new Dodge Caravans $13,499, and Jeep Grand Cherokees at $21,999. And not just one, but several at these prices. All other models at prices too low to advertise on the radio. For 72 hours only. Thursday noon to 9. Friday noon to 9. And Saturday 9 to 9. This Denver market test is only available at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana and Parker. And Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana at Alameda. These deeply discounted prices available tonight till 9. Limit 2 vehicles per household, no dealers or wholesalers. Buyers must be residents of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, or Kansas.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rolling Stones. Thank you there, John. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Good morning. High today, 72 under mostly sunny skies. And it's Friday. I want to hear some early Rolling Stones. John and I have a generation thing going here, don't we, John? Come on, just admit it. All right. Let's decide what... Yeah, I'm old, he's young. Let's decide what to do here this morning. Do we want to play the comment about by Limbaugh about the shooting, or do we want to do Oberman about Gonzalez? I can't decide which because they're both good. Maybe I ought to just hang on to the Oberman thing and play it later, and maybe I ought to just play the Limbaugh thing here this morning. And the reason I wanted to play this was because, to me, this characterizes, regardless of where you sit politically, this characterizes to me what's really wrong with what's going on in this country as far as politics and division go. And I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and I really believe this to be true. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way or if I'm the only one who feels this way, but I'm rapidly, with a capital R, getting sick of this, although I don't know of any other way to level legitimate criticism about something that you disagree with. But I guess what you do is you just say what you think, but you don't have to be nasty or crazy about it, which I've had a tendency to do from time to time, and I think we all do. And I used to make a pretty good living at it 8 years ago doing it, but one of the things that stopped me from doing it and started me not doing it on the radio or struggling to stop doing it was Columbine. But this is an example of what I'm talking about. I mean, here's Limbaugh tying those of us who are liberals to this guy who does this really sick thing at Virginia Tech. And it's just like, come on. Now, if you want to have a debate about the issues, if you want to talk about tax cuts, if you want to talk about those things, then let's talk about those things. But to make over-the-top sensationalized comments about another group of people in the guise of entertainment, then if that's what it takes, then I guess I'll go to Rockies and sell cars. Okay, because I really don't want to do this, and I don't like it if it comes from the right or the left. Check this out. This is Limbaugh about the shooting situation and how it ties to those of us who are proud liberals.
Now, if this Virginia Tech shooter had an ideology, what do you think it was? This guy had to be a liberal. You start railing against the rich, and all this guy's a liberal. He was turned into a liberal somewhere along the line. So it's a liberal that committed this act. Now, the drive-bys will read on a website that I'm attacking liberalism by comparing this guy to them. That's exactly what they do every day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just pointing out a fact. I am making no extrapolation. I'm just pointing it out. They try to, whenever, I can tell you for the history of this program, starting way back in the early 90s, when there was any kind of an incident, crime or what have you, that attracted national attention. In the early days of this program, the drive-by media went out and they tried to connect the perpetrator to this program. They did everything they could. In fact, it went so far as Bill Clinton blaming me for influencing Timothy McVeigh to blow up the Bureau building. These are the people sponsoring lies and distortion for the purposes of dividing this country and creating hatred. These are the people that invented this kind of tactic, if you will.
All right. Now, you know that this stuff is not true. First of all, the idea that we rail against the rich is another example of what I call taking us and reducing us to stereotypes and cartoons. There's nothing wrong with being rich, nor is there nothing, there's nothing wrong with having money. There is something wrong when the top 1 to 5% of the country gets treated differently than the rest of the country. There was an article in the New York Times in the business section 2 days ago, about how the IRS audits middle-class people at five times the rate they do people in the upper income brackets. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think that's fair? Or do you think that it's okay and we shouldn't say anything about it? Well, I happen to think that that's unfair. So, I would ask, why does that go on, and why is it that if you sit in the 1 to 5% of the income bracket, why is it that you'll get better treatment and get more money back and get and have more breaks than somebody who sits in the middle or the upper middle or the lower middle? Well, Jay, because they worked hard and they earned their money. Yeah, for some of those people that's true, but if you also go and look and break down those figures, there's a good slice of it, and I mean a big slice of it, that is inherited wealth, which means just that. It was given to them. Now, we set up a progressive tax system in this country to be able to avoid what went on during the Depression. But the characterization of us is this. The characterization of us is, we don't like wealth. Not true. I hope you all get rich. I wish I were rich. I will never be rich at doing this. But I've had a more interesting life than most people. And I'm not starving either. Okay, that's number one. Number two. There were right-wing talk show hosts, most notably a guy in Nevada, who was encouraging people to engage in acts of violence against the government due to the outrage over Waco and Ruby Ridge. But in the whole time I worked in talk radio, now I've been in about 20 years, 19 years, and most of those radio stations where Limbaugh was on the air, I don't remember anybody attributing any of that stuff to Rush Limbaugh. And I'd be real interested to go out and to see if I can find that Clinton quote. So that's the second part of that. And to say that a guy who did what this guy did at Virginia Tech, or what to say that he must have been a liberal is totally and completely ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's extreme, and it's ridiculous. So, like I said before, if you want to have a debate about the issues, then let's debate about the issues. If you want to make you want to make these absurd claims, then go ahead and make them, but people who have a brain realize that this stuff's not true. And I've also said this on the air a million times, and I'm going to keep saying it. Okay? You and I are not cartoons. And we are not to be stereotyped, and we are not to be stood up and described in some extreme idiotic manner. This is our country. We own it too. We're every bit as American as anybody else. It's our flag. We own it, and this kind of nonsense is exactly what it is. It's nonsense. And I'm sure I'm going to get emails from conservatives, and I'm sure I'm going to get emails from Republicans who are going to say, well, you guys do it too. Well, I can't speak for everybody who does it. I'm only speaking for me. And I don't know about you, but whether it's the right or the left, and I don't care where it stands, okay, I'm tired of it. We're either going to solve these problems, and I'm not saying we can't get heated, because that's going to happen. And I'm not saying we can't disagree, because that's going to happen. But to get nasty about stuff, it doesn't solve anything. It doesn't solve anything when we do it on the left, when liberals do it, progressives do it. And it doesn't solve anything when conservatives do it. You're not winning anybody over, and you're really not tackling the problems. You're really making irrational statements. Okay, is that like a 20-minute editorial by me? It shouldn't be, but I really believe this. And I'm sick of it. I really am. And I'll tell you something. I think there's a growing amount of the American populace that is tired of it, too. All right, it's 6:34, 34 minutes after 6. I got a bunch of calls on this, and I'll take your calls coming up. But first, Gina will check what so far has been a pretty good ride home, huh?
Yeah, Jake.
Or no, ride to work. What am I saying, ride home? What the hell is wrong? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with me. I was out yesterday, and I didn't get home yesterday until 6 o'clock in the evening.
Ooh, that's a long day for you.
It was a really long day.
Isn't that your bedtime?
7:30. By the way, I'm now down 104 pounds, 105 pounds.
Woo!
How about that?
That's great.
Okay. What's traffic look like?
It's not too bad. We do have a car fire westbound C-470 on-ramp to eastbound 70. A couple of busy stretches, westbound 76 approaching I-25. That slowdown kicking in around 74th. And looks like southbound 25 starting to fill in now through Thornton and North Glen. Otherwise, it's pretty uneventful for Friday traffic as we head here into the weekend. I-70 in the high country in decent shape. We only have some slick spots over those summit passes. Weather today, going to be a sunny, mild day with a high of 71, currently fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving, morning, noon, or night. Just call in and carry out.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
You walk into CC's because it's today. And today, you long for freedom. Freedom to pile your plate high. To load it with pizza and pasta topped off with a hefty slice of, oh, yeah. Today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's always a day away. Do the math. That's infinity, my friend. So welcome to CC's. The endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet for under $5. Almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? 1/3 of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
On 61st Street between Belmont and J Road, if you want more information about them, call them at 303-668-7647 or look on the internet at creeksideboulder.com. Say hello to Jason and Shannon. They're great folks. They own it, they run it, and they're good people to buy from. Now, John Turk needs a tree, and we'll be driving him out to Creekside to get one for his house. He needs one to cover his marijuana. No, I'm sorry. He needs a tree for his backyard. All right, that's Creekside Nursery. They're grand opening today, so get out there and see them. Once again, they're located 61st Street between Valmont and J Road.
Gebhardt Volkswagen, Boulder's premier European auto dealer, is providing Colorado with a remarkable offer. Take advantage of Volkswagen's recent graduate incentives to get into a new Jetta for only $179 a month. Or view the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's G-E-B-Auto.com. You need a new car. You need to get to Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder. Stock number B72-61, 36-month, 10,000-mile per year lease. $29.99 to assign and post tax, title, and license. Recent graduate incentive available 6 months prior to 24 months after graduation.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? 1/3 of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
My all-time favorite Stones song right now.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry. She done me wrong.
I mean, think about this. Think about this. I'm not trying to beat up on the Beatles, but You know, the Beatles were like pop sounding, and I loved all of that. But listen to the Stones in 64. Man, they were rough. Yeah. Brian Jones, gone, but never forgotten. All right, let's get to the phones. And reaction to the soundbite that I played of Limbaugh talking about liberals. Here's Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
This has been a long time bone of contention for me, and I get impassioned, so keep your finger near the kill button.
Okay, just don't say anything that'll get me in trouble. I got enough problems, okay?
Okay, I'll try not to say anything that'll get me in trouble either.
Okay.
This has been a long-term thing. These people, and I'm speaking of Limbaugh, because he almost like started it, and conservatives, talk shows, it is full of hate for their fellow Americans who don't agree with them politically. And that's not patriotism. You don't love America and hate your fellow Americans. That's not possible. For him to say this, you know, that because he killed all those people and what he said is, no, he must be liberal. It reminds me of what Newt Gingrich said. There was a case in Chicago, maybe you were there at the time, I don't know, where someone killed a woman and cut the baby out of her.
Oh, yeah, I was there. That was in the suburbs of Chicago. I believe that was out like in Algonquin or Hoffman Estates or someplace.
Newt Gingrich said, that's what growing up under a Salazar satanic. Now, there's no way the Clear Channel should let that crap go over the waves. I'm serious. That is just, well, there's not a worse thing you can say about another fellow human being, except they're satanic.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, when you hear people make statements like that, like, okay, he's satanic. Now, what kind of thinking, reasonable human being believes another human being, even if you're religious, believes that another human being is satanic? That's number one. Number two, I had a guy send me an email who heard me say that James Dobson has the same mentality as the Taliban and Mullah Omar. He just doesn't have to use violence to get what he needs. He tries to do it through the political process. Well, this guy took me to task, but I sent him an email back and said, the Taliban and people like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and the rest of them, they're very much into making segments of society second-class citizens, i.e. women, i.e. Gays and lesbians, or basically anybody who disagrees with them, and they would like to have a church-run state. They'd like to have a theocracy. And I said, now, if you go look at what James Dobson has said, if you go look at what he talks about, isn't this exactly what he's talking about doing? So what's the difference between the two, other than, as I said in the opening part of it, that Dobson doesn't use violence? But I would never turn around and say that, you know, some conservative that I disagree with is satanic or, I mean, because... Do you think any right-thinking person thinks that's, like, that's okay? I mean, we don't use that. I mean, would you call somebody satanic? I mean, that would never cross your mind, would it?
Would it cross my mind? Maybe, but I certainly wouldn't say it over public airways. And
but hold a second. If you were in a situation where you're having a conversation and you turn to somebody in front of other people and you said, you're just satanic. What do you think those people would think of you?
There's not a worse thing you can say about a human being.
They would think you were crazy.
Well, they would think that you were... Well, I know what I think when they do it.
Well, what do you think?
I think they are full of hate, and they have no restriction on what they'll say about us. If they said that about people because of who they were racially, or who they were religiously, if they called people... You know, names like that, it wouldn't be allowed, and they would be cut off the waves, just like Imus was. But it's okay to say it about people who are not don't agree with you politically. It's okay to say it about liberals. It's okay to say that they aren't patriotic, they hate the country, that they're satanic, you know, they're ignorant, they're cruel. That's okay. You know,
well,
why?
I agree.
Why?
I agree that they have had a long history particularly in this medium, of demonizing us. And that's one of the reasons why we got to stand up and we got to say to them in a rational, well-thought-out way that that's a cartoon and that's not who we are. And why are they allowed to get away with it? I'll tell you why they're allowed to get away with it. They're allowed to get away with it for two reasons. One, because it generates money and listeners. And two, there is this broad misconception by the public that if you come down on somebody for something they've said on the airwaves, that what you're doing is you're depriving them of their free speech, when in reality, there is no free speech in the workplace.
Well,
no, there's not. There's no free
speech.
I agree.
But I want to talk about Clear Channel. Why do they allow that?
I don't know. If it was said about racially, if it was said about sexually,
but it's okay.
I can't answer that because I'm not in management and I don't make those decisions. And to be honest with you, I try not to engage in that behavior, although I'm human and I'm like everybody else, I slip. But I try not to engage in that behavior. So this subject that you and I are talking about, this thing going on here, it never comes up with me and them. Because nobody ever calls them and says...
I heard
Jay Marvin say, this is what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, I've protested. I mean, over the last 20 years, when Limbaugh makes those racial slurs and just goes, you know, out of the way to criticize. And he says worse things about liberals than he does about terrorists, and he goes on longer about it. And I think it gives Clear Channel a really sleazy image that they let that crap go, that unpatriotic crap, go out over the air.
It also makes them a tremendous amount of money.
Well, I mean, then they're whores.
No. See, here's the problem. This is the problem. This is the reality that you have to come to grips with, that we all have to come to grips with. This is what the world is today. The world today is this. This is a publicly traded company. Just like every other media conglomerate is a publicly traded company. When you run and you own and you're in charge of and you're involved in a publicly traded company, you only have one responsibility. And that responsibility is to the shareholders to make as much money as you possibly can. That's reality. Now, if you want to make the argument that the airwaves fall into another category.
Public airwaves.
And I would make that argument.
We own the airwaves.
Technically. But in reality, you don't. And you never have. And you haven't since 1934. It's just that what they used to do is, they used to require you to have to do certain things. But you got to be careful about this, because you can have the same thing happen to you. So in other words, by even broaching this subject, by even getting into this, what's to keep people from turning around and doing it to me? What's to keep them from doing it to me? Oh, we heard him say so-and-so, he shouldn't be allowed to say that. Then what we're going to end up doing is we're going to end up having talk radio that's like this.
I hear the music. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Let me finish.
We're going to end up having talk radio like this. Yes, listener, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your opinion? And have no exchange. So, Scott, I don't know what the answer is other than to publicly stand up and say what he's talking about is not true.
I agree. But when Clear Channel lets this hate go out and money is more important than the moral rot it puts into our patriotism, our love for America, and turns Americans against other Americans, and anything they say is okay... You know, that's sleazy. And it's anti-American.
You can call it sleazy and you can call it anti-American and you can say what you want to about it, but you have to make a good articulate case, A, for censorship, and B, the other case you're going to have to make is you're going to have to make the case that companies should not be profit-motivated, and that's going to be a very, very hard case to make, because whether it's rock and roll, country music, talk radio, classical music, whatever it is you're looking at, if it's a publicly traded company, they are in the end responsible to the shareholders, and the shareholders only demand one thing, and that's called a return on their dollar. Scott, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Have a good day. All right. 303-713-7600-649-49 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
HJ, well, the major issue right now, and it's not a real big deal, is this car fire that we have on the ramp from westbound lanes of C-470 to eastbound I-70. So just watch out for that. We did have some fire units on scene. We're southbound I-25 starting to stack up now from 104th to 84th. Pretty heavy traffic is well along eastbound I-70 now between I-25 and York. Same if you're on the westbound lanes of I-76 making your way toward I-25. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to be a beautiful day with sunny and mild conditions and a high of 71. Right now, fair and 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. For a limited time, take advantage of their Disneyland promotion. Kids.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
There's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
We'll qualify for, because of our special national purchase of vehicles. You can buy new PT Cruisers at $11,999, brand new Dodge Caravans $13,499, and Jeep Grand Cherokees at $21,999. And not just one, but several of these prices. All other models at prices too low to advertise. On the radio for 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. This Denver market test is only available at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe, at Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana and Parker, and Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana at Alameda. These deeply discounted prices available tonight till 9. Two vehicles per household, no dealers or wholesalers. Buyers must be residents of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, or Kansas.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their grand opening April 20th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and the best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com, then visit their grand opening April 20th just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
There's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
If this Virginia Tech shooter had an ideology, what do you think it was? This guy had to be a liberal. You start railing against the rich. This guy's a liberal. He was turned into a liberal somewhere along the line. So it's a liberal that committed this act.
6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Your feelings about Limbaugh's characterization of us, which I think we ought to just stand up and say, you know what, it's not true. There's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with being rich. But there is such a thing as a fair taxation, and there is such a thing as people being treated justly. And I don't think that it's just when you have articles showing up in the business sections of major newspapers indicating that the IRS is auditing middle-class people at twice the rate that they are everybody else, and specifically the upper classes of this country. Warren in Fort Collins. Warren, you're on AM760. Good morning. Warren.
Jay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
Congratulations with the weight loss.
Oh, man, thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So you're welcome. Hey, I called this morning wanting to comment on this characterization, and also about how these students are being blamed for not being more proactive in saving themselves.
Oh, and, yeah, that's a ridiculous argument too.
Yeah, and I do want to say this. You know, if you want to care, and this is coming from someone who has called themselves a conservative most of my life, and I'm really upset that my ideology was hijacked. I always thought of myself as a compassionate conservative. You know, if I ever want my day in court, I'd like to know I had a judge that was more left-leaning, if you want to go that way with it, someone who would consider me, give me a fair shake. I tend to think,
Well, you want a judge that will honor your civil liberties and honor your rights. That's what you really and make a fair decision. That's what you want.
So I would tend to vote for Democrats in places like or people with that label, if you will, for jobs like judges and you know, social services, these kinds of people, housing. But I like to keep the checkbook balanced, so I tend to try to put Republicans in those, assuming that they're, you know, not just because they have a D or an R, but really try to look at their at their voting records and who they are.
Liz, this administration has failed in the fiscal restraint area, and they've also failed in the record keeping area. I've got management of the government. I've got this cut from Oberman. I'll play a little bit later on in the morning about this very subject. And you know, this guy sold us as being a CEO type president, and these were the adults that were going to take over. And now everything's a mess.
He is a CEO president. This is, this is a corporatization of America, and this really upsets me. But with that said, you know, I really did want to say, if you want to characterize this guy, I tend to think he's a Republican. And the reason I say that is, if he'd been a liberal, wouldn't he have gone in there and tried to, use his limp wrist and just slap people around with it? Instead of,
he used
a gun. So, yes.
Yeah, he'd give him. You know what? He'd give him a granola bar.
You know, invite him for a latte or something. I'm upset with you. You know, let's go get us a lawyer. You know,
has
to be a Republican. But with all this said, Jay, and it's a sin to characterize these students as being that somehow. I mean, go into the military for a while. Go into the police force. Go into one of these activities, one of these services where you're trained. Don't sit there behind a microphone and accuse these students of not doing something, and you don't know what they did or didn't do.
That's right. Hey, look, you know what? You are totally, completely correct, and these people who are beating their chests and screaming and yelling, I would have done this, I would have done that. Oh, yeah. I had a friend of mine send me an email saying exactly the same thing you're saying, and guess where he is? He's in the Middle East somewhere, and I'm not going to tell you where, but you know what he's doing. Thanks, Warren. I appreciate it.
Here's what I really want.
I got to go. But I'm out of time, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. Rich Masters and Alberto Gonzalez. Oh, I can't recollect what we were going to talk about. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A lot of people tell me that in spring, their lawn is more of a family room than the family room, because it's where the fun is. So I tell them, to keep the fun going strong, build a lawn strong enough to stand up to it with Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scott's Company. Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2 is the most trusted way to build a healthy lawn and get rid of weeds. It deep feeds right to the root with a special blend of nutrients for a stronger, sturdier lawn. The kind that's perfect for running, jumping, romping, living. Plus, it gets rid of weeds completely, including the really tough ones like dandelions. So all you're left with is one healthy lawn. The perfect time to apply Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2? Right now, because those dandelions are starting to pop up as we speak. Apply Turf Builder Plus 2 this weekend and keep the fun and the lawn going strong all season. Learn more at Scotts.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Tammy McCormick, live in Blacksburg, Virginia. The nation remembers the victims of the Virginia Tech massacre.
It's almost a little overwhelming that everyone in the country does something for us here.
And here in Blacksburg, the beginning of a healing process.
We cannot let this horror define Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech spokesman Larry Hinker on the university's hopes to move forward. There will be a moment of silence today at noon. Bells will toll. What students remain on campus will wear their school colors in tribute to the 32 students and faculty who died. Former Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge has been assigned to an independent panel looking into how the university handled the massacre.
Our goal is to be as comprehensive as we possibly can and then make some recommendations to reduce the risk that this could happen again.
Students will return to class on Monday. Professors and university staff are being advised on how to help them cope. Live in Blacksburg, I'm Cammie McCormick. With more CBS News, here's Frank Zettapani.
Democrats and some key Republicans who heard Alberto Gonzalez explain the firing of federal prosecutors are questioning his truthfulness and judgment. Jim Vandehei with Politico.com says the ice under the Attorney General's feet is cracking.
It's going to come back to a test of Bush's loyalty because so many people around Bush, including in the White House, I might note, think that it is time for Gonzalez to go, but Bush really feels like he had to at least give Gonzalez a chance to make his case publicly.
Once upon a time, they were oh so cute.
Leave it to Beaver.
Now, baby boomers are getting on in years and not necessarily in the pink of health. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Well, fewer people smoke, gyms are packed, but obesity is more of a problem, and some of the early evidence suggests people on the cusp of retirement aren't as healthy as earlier generations. Health economist David Cutler says boomers are at a crossroads.
Do we make ourselves fat enough that we worsen our health, or does the medical system do enough to us so that we maintain our health?
Obesity causes higher blood pressure and puts more pressure on joints, too, and while a half an hour at the gym is fine, experts note more people are confined to desks and long sedentary commutes. Frank?
Federal officials say melamine, the chemical blamed for sickening or killing scores of dogs and cats, may have been used in pet food ingredients imported from China on purpose to boost the apparent protein content. Blue Buffalo is one of two companies recalling rice protein that could have melamine in it. Company founder and CEO Bill Bishop says pet owners should take pains to find out what they're feeding Fido.
Should really be reading labels. They should know what's in the product. They should ask questions.
He was silent on it until now, but now New Hampshire Governor John Lynch says he will sign a bill establishing civil unions in the Granite State.
I'm opposed to gay marriage, but having civil unions and having that opportunity really is a strong statement that we are opposed to discrimination here in New Hampshire.
Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 7 points. This is CBS News.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
They were a family in search of opportunity when they went west on the Oregon Trail in 1843. They were threatened by lightning, wind, and river crossings. They were overjoyed upon reaching Oregon and building their new home. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Longshot Republican presidential candidate Tom Tancredo says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid should be held responsible for the deaths of all American soldiers in Iraq from now on, after Reid said the war there is lost. Tancredo, the mouthy congressman representing the South Denver suburb, says the Democrats should introduce legislation forcing President Bush to bring troops home if he really believes what he says. Former Quest Chief Joe Nocio is determined to appeal his conviction on 19 counts of insider trading. Jury finding him guilty of illegally selling $52 million of stock based on non-public information. But whether he succeeds with his appeal or not, the verdict is good news for the financial markets.
The fact that
these laws are enforced vigorously and that he's going to be made to pay for his crimes is a very good sign, and it sends a very good message that the market will not tolerate people taking advantage of those laws. So the integrity of the stock markets have been upheld. That's a very important facet for every single investor out there.
Investment expert Bruce G. Allen says every CEO in America is now on notice, fudge the books, and risk doing hard time. And calling it one of the toughest actions any state has ever taken against genocide in the Darfur region of Sudan, Governor Ritter signing a measure that requires public pension funds in Colorado to divest from companies that have active business operations with the Khartoum government. Ritter says Colorado has no business supporting firms that facilitate genocide. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, and Jeffco, we had a car fire westbound C-470, the on-ramp to eastbound I-70. Otherwise, a pretty quiet drive along the foothills. No major issues getting out of the city on I-70 into the mountains. It's wide open and no weather-related problems. Now, in the city, southbound 25 still stacked up as usual from 104th to 84th. You also want to watch out for that mishap on the Thornton Parkway right over I-25. Lanes were blocked there from rescue vehicles. Weather today, sunny and mild with a high of 71. Currently under fair skies, it's 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Want your lawn to be the envy of the neighborhood? Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based, pro-rich turf food from the folks at Rich Lawn. Rich Lawn contains nutrients to make your lawn green, healthy, and strong. Pro-Rich by Rich Lawn. It's the best thing you can do for your lawn.
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, whoa. A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series. This one's even got four-wheel steering. And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit johndeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, it's not only Friday, but it's going to be a beautiful Friday as well. Mostly sunny. High today, 72 degrees. Man, can you dig that? That is like the best. Get out there and enjoy some of that. I keep saying this every single day. Call in sick. Don't go to work. I mean, it's just beautiful outside. It really is. All right. We got a lot of stuff lined up for this morning. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have our weekly visit with Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and we'll go over things that are happening in the news. At 8:30, we're going to have a special guest, Dr. Michael Wellner. He's a forensic psychiatrist and also an ABC News consultant. Yesterday on Good Morning America, he said the videos of this gentleman, guy Cho, have been released because they don't offer the public any greater understanding of the gruesome crime. If anybody cares about the victims, don't offer the... he gets into this whole thing about his feelings about the whole thing being released, those things that we talked about yesterday. If anybody cares about the victims in Blacksburg, and if anybody cares about their children, stop showing the video now. Take it off the internet. Let it be relegated to YouTube. Wellner said it's this whole thing of showing it is a social catastrophe. Okay, we were supposed to have Rich Masters on this morning, but somehow we can't hunt him up. And that happens every once in a while. So we love you, Rich. We love you, Rich, but somehow Rich has fallen out of communication. We've never had this happen with him. Maybe this might have something to do with the fact that he hasn't returned my emails. No.
He returned mine.
He returned John's. He likes you, John. He doesn't like me. So we may get in the middle of this Oberman thing, and he may call. So if you didn't see Countdown last night, let me run this Oberman piece for you, courtesy of MSNBC and Countdown, and we thank them for this. And this is about Alberto Gonzalez, who yesterday, I think it was like, what, 43, 44, 45 times before lunch in front of the Senate, said, "I can't recall." That was before lunch. I think the total number yesterday was 75. Anyway, Check this out about missing documents about Alberto Gonzalez and secrecy in your government. Here's Keith Olbermann.
It seemed as if there was no smoking gun in today's testimony from Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. It may well be that the gun or guns in question have been lost, destroyed, or locked away. The battle over White House emails about the U.S. attorney firings, for instance, continues today. Congress laying down a deadline tomorrow for the Republican Party to reveal exactly who in the White House had private RNC email accounts. The RNC refusing to turn over those emails written by public servants about public matters after the White House demanded the chance to look at them first. In other words, the administration perfectly happy to have its emails read by members of a political party, civilians both unelected and unaccountable, but not read by the people's representatives in Congress. Our fourth story on the countdown tonight, some of those emails have allegedly been lost. And as Glenn Greenwald chronicled on Salon.com, this is hardly the first time members of this administration have benefited from lost documents or information. The Scripps News Service found that even though President Bush sold himself as a CEO president, the ratio of allegedly missing records has skyrocketed under his administration. At Gonzalez's FBI, for instance, from 2001 to 2006, the proportion of documents requested through the Freedom of Information Act but not released due to the claim that they could not be found rose from 56% to 75%, meaning when anyone, reporter, official, you, me, asks for FBI records to which we are entitled by law, the Gonzalez reply 3 out of 4 times is, can't find it. It is a reply heard with increasing frequency at other agencies as well, and most notably in the midst of scandals, big or little, that call this administration's ethics into question.
Closest to home, Mr. Bush's own military service provides one well-documented example. During his 2004 campaign against the decorated veteran, Mr. Bush said he fulfilled his obligations with the Texas Air National Guard.
I served the National Guard. I flew F-102 aircraft.
But the military could never supply the required documentation providing official explanations or approval for gaps in that service, such as reports that should have been filed after he skipped his physical in 1972 and 5 months of drill.
People have been looking for these files for a long period of time, trust me.
But even after 9/11, even recent documents, evidence potentially vital to our national security, can disappear when it might be to the disadvantage of this administration. Lawyers for Jose Padilla, U.S. citizen, enemy combatant, argued his interrogations left him not competent to stand trial, a judge ordering prosecutors to turn over a DVD of his last grilling by the military. But as of this February, the Defense Intelligence Agency could not find it. A military agency charged with finding things, claiming to have lost its own recording of one of the most notorious accused terrorists in American history. Hundreds more videos went missing after the administration rounded up 1,200 detainees post 9/11. When allegations of abuse surfaced, federal prison officials claimed they had recycled more than 300 surveillance tapes. None of the guards was charged. It took the Justice Department Inspector General to reveal that the tapes confirming abuse of inmates really did exist in a storage room kept secret from investigators. None of those detained, by the way, ever was charged with terrorism. After the FBI claimed to have no record of participating in an interrogation of protesters back in 2002, it took 5 years for the Washington, D.C. police logs to emerge, confirming that, in fact, the FBI did just that. Other small cases, like that of Teresa Chambers, are plagued by missing documents. Chambers, the former chief of the U.S. Park Police, sued the government claiming she had been fired for whistleblowing about lack of resources, seeking her performance review to prove that. The Interior Department first said that performance review was missing, then had found it, then refused to release it. And even on matters that should be nonpartisan, that should inspire openness, cooperation, secrecy is the byword, missing documents the rule.
We will move in whatever resources and assets we have at our disposal after the storm.
The American Society of Civil Engineers, trying to determine what worked and what did not work with the New Orleans levees, was told by the Army Corps of Engineers that it could not find its own technical drawings of failed levees, could not find specs for the ramparts that meant life or death for a major American city.
Why was the President of the United States left so uninformed?
And while Senator Joe Lieberman, running for office, demanded that the White House turn over internal documents about its handling of the whole Katrina situation, including warnings it got, including details on what Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney did and did not do before, during, and after, Lieberman, once back in the Senate, decided not to use his power of subpoena to get any of those documents. And even turning back to the White House emails, this administration already fell short of the law and knew it fell short of the law more than a year ago. Prosecutors revealing that the offices of the vice president and president failed to keep all of their emails through the normal archiving process. This in the case of the People versus Louis Libby. Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald telling lawyers for the vice president's chief of staff in the legal fight of his life that the emails he needed, emails which might, however, reflect badly on both of his bosses, well, they were missing.
A disturbing trend when it's all laid out, and that list was just the materials the White House says it can't find. A drop in the bucket when you factor other areas the Bush administration refuses to turn over or claim are protected by executive privilege.
All right, that's Keith Olbermann last night on Countdown, courtesy of MSNBC and Countdown and Keith, and thank you very much for that. I mean, I saw that last night, I thought to myself, if any of us ran any agency or any company or any enterprise, and we ran it that way, and we kept coming up with these same answers all the time, well, the stuff's missing, or Alberto Gonzalez yesterday, I think like 75 times. Sir, I don't recollect that conversation. How long do you think any of us would keep our jobs? We wouldn't. We'd be fired. I mean, that'd be the end of it. And it just amazes me that this just continues to roll on and on and on. All right, we'll talk more about this, and we hope to have Rich Masters, too, when we come back to comment not only on this, but also about Alberto Gonzalez. We also realize that this is the anniversary of Columbine. We haven't forgotten that. At 8:30 this morning, we'll talk to Dr. Michael Wellner. He is a forensic psychiatrist and an ABC News consultant, and we'll talk to him about what went on in Virginia, about Columbine, and about what is gained and what is lost by the media showing or giving too much information. So we have not forgotten about Columbine, and I would never forget about Columbine.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, C-O-N, Denver.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
You know, everyone loves our new hardwood floors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone says they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh?
My mother, our friends, our neighbors. Okay, not everyone.
Right now, the Home Depot is helping you decorate from the ground up with 15% off all in-stock hardwood flooring. Head in today for beautiful floors from great brands like Thomasville and Bruce. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5-2 in U.S. only. See store for details.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
Don't let drugs rule your life. If you feel you have a problem, see a chemical dependency counselor or begin by talking with friends and family for help and support. Stop the addiction before it stops you. A tip from Unique Concrete in Highlands Ranch. They specialize in foundations, driveways, sidewalks, flooring, patios, and garage floors. For a free estimate, call Saul today at 720-300-0003. That's 720-300-0003. For Unique Concrete.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line car wash and detail. The grit is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
It's Tom Hartman.
Coming up, Senator Bernie Sanders' Brunch with Bernie is here taking your calls, and it's Anything Goes Friday. Call in. This is the day to ask the questions you've been wanting to. So what will it be? Hey, it's up to you. You could even ask me about the time I asked an old, wise Aboriginal man in the outback the most important secret. Or the time Higgins, my cat, was frisked by airport security. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So we're doing all Stones this morning? You're the man, John. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7, mostly sunny today. High of 72, going to be great. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And our guest this morning is the man who knows it all. He is a partner, managing director at Corvus Communications. And I've given his resume a million times. He's worked for Senator Mary Landrieu. He knows Washington, D.C. in and out. He also knows the media inside out. He's our go-to man who doesn't answer my emails, but that's okay. It's Rich Masters, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. How was your vacation?
It was awesome. Yeah, I went to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and if anyone gets a chance to go, I would advise them. I did some deep sea fishing. Didn't catch anything, but, you know, hey, what the heck.
Well, at least you had a good time trying, and now since I assume you're back and back at work and everything else, now I assume you'll answer my emails.
I will indeed, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about, well, actually, I want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez, but I can't recollect what I was going to talk about. 75 times this guy yesterday tells the Senate he doesn't remember.
Well, you know, it's funny. The I love the picture of the guy sitting in the audience, keeping track, keeping a little scorecard
yeah.
of the number of times. It was you know, so telling. And, you know, I can't recall it's better than what he's been doing in the last, you know, several months, which is just downright lying, it looks like. And, you know, the most important part, you know, isn't what Democrats said. I mean, the front page of the New York Times today, the three pulled out quotes are from Arlen Specter, Charles Grassley, and Tom Coburn. And so, you know, his support, you know, and his continued service is going to be dependent on whether or not the Republican caucus gets along with him. And, you know, it's funny, the Republican caucus in the Senate is against him. However, the White House says that he retains full confidence and was very pleased with his testimony, what President Bush thought of that testimony yesterday. Stunning, if you ask me.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Where does the White House come up with this that they were pleased? How could they be pleased with that performance? And particularly when you've got somebody like Tom Coburn, who is, I mean, he's very, very, very conservative and has generally strung along with George W. Bush on most things, says to the guy, point blank, says to Alberto Gonzalez, you should resign.
Yeah, it's you know, the interesting thing about Coburn. Coburn, as you rightly recall, is from the far, far right wing of the Republican Party, and has been very supportive of the administration, even in the face defying common sense. But on this one, he has just totally thrown him overboard. And I think part of it is, if you look, the far right wing has always, you know, viewed Alberto Gonzalez with mistrust. They don't think he's partisan enough. They don't think he's far right wing enough. You know, they think he's way too moderate. And, you know, I think if you really go back and look at why Alberto Gonzalez actually probably pulled the trigger on these firings for these prosecutors who weren't being political enough, it was because I think he was pandering to the likes of Tom Coburn and to the far right to try to ease their fears. Because if you remember, there was a lot of discussion about Alberto Gonzalez being elevated to the Supreme Court. And when there was talk of that, the whole right-wing crowd here in D.C., the Grover Norquist crowd and all the far-right, you know, wing nuts, all made it clear to the White House that he would be an unacceptable choice to be Supreme Court nominee because he was way too moderate, in their opinion. So I think in his role as Attorney General, he's trying to pander and prove to the right-wing, hey, I'm one of you, I can be just as partisan and just as far right as anyone else. And I think that's what you see is again the Bush administration cowering to the far, you know, to the extremist right of his party, to the detriment of, you know, what he's supposed to be there to do.
Do you think that's it, or do you think that Rove and Bush and Cheney, but principally Karl Rove, do you think they were trying to put together some formula here to, number one, embarrass their opposition, which would be Democrats at a time going into what they felt was a critical election, and also trying to look ahead on the landscape to set things up for 08 as well?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, all of the entire Bush administration and the architect, of course, Karl Rove, has been all about creating what they view as a lasting, long-term Republican majority where the Democrats had little or no voice, both in local government, state government, and, you know, federal government. That's been their entire deal. And the thing that worries me, and the thing that's not getting discussed a whole lot because of the salacious details of this, is, Jay, let me ask you this. If they politicized the Department of Justice, probably the one department that, you know, Ronald Reagan didn't politicize, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, no presidents, some of them have attempted to. Richard Nixon was probably the last one that has tried to politicize the Department of Justice. But if you look at it and ask yourself, if they went so far as to try to put loyal Bushies in every place in the Department of Justice, can you imagine what's going on now at the Department of Transportation, the Department of Housing? Across the board, they have put political hacks. You know, the idea that Karl Rove could go speak at a meeting of the General Accounting Office and put up a political map of the vulnerable Democrats and how GAO, a completely nonpartisan entity, could help protect our Republicans in Congress is just the most objectionable thing I've ever seen. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's so repugnant, but let's not forget these guys have done this at every level of government, which is really, really dangerous.
Well, I agree. Well, first of all, I think Karl Rove going and doing that, number one, on a teleconference to all these GAO, offices around the country, and them even going in that direction, first of all, that's a violation of the Hatch Act, I believe. Second of all, yeah, you're right. I mean, you go look at any federal agency, and you're right. They're all stacked with people who are political minders, who censor documents, bury studies, make sure that stuff doesn't get out, try to twist the interpretation of things, and they do such grievous things as putting people in agencies that are supposed to regulate certain industries in this country. They take people from those industries who are industry-friendly and stick them in. That's wrong anyway you slice it.
No, you're absolutely right. And the other thing with the Attorney General scandal that's most interesting is the people that they got rid of, the seven or eight federal prosecutors they got rid of, basically because they didn't think they were really seriously going after quote-unquote voter fraud, which is almost non-existent in this country. I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen here and there, but the truth of it is, it's not as widespread as the Republican mindset believes. Republicans don't understand that sometimes they legitimately lose elections because they're unpopular. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's voter fraud. And, you know, what I always keep asking is, what about the other 80-some federal prosecutors who were not fired?
Yeah, why weren't they let go?
Does that mean that they were aggressively fighting this quote-unquote voter fraud? And if you ask me, what these voter fraud investigation units have sprung up all over the country, they're voter suppression units is what you really...
That's exactly what they are.
They are, the more intimidating you can make going to the voting booth, the more you are going to turn off people to go vote. And it's a known fact that the least number of people that vote, Republicans win. The more people vote, Democrats win. And so, you know, this ridiculous notion of voter fraud investigations unit, it's voter suppression units, and they should be investigating those. I mean, you know, the Baltimore in Maryland, the Michael Steele campaign hired homeless people from Philadelphia, brought them in on buses to campaign for Michael Steele, put them in Michael Steele T-shirts and had them handing out literature, to try to confuse voters in Maryland that somehow African-Americans by large numbers were supporting Michael Steele. I mean, this is just, tantamount to, crimes, and they really, truthfully, should be held accountable. But you don't see the federal prosecutors investigating it. It just kind of went by the wayside after it was over.
Yeah, that's absolute open and fraud. All right, before we run out of time here, all right, what's your bet on Mr. Gonzalez? How much longer? I say a couple of weeks at the best.
Well, it depends on how many other Republicans join this chorus, because I still am of the firm belief that the Bush administration has made the decision that it's better to fight this than to turn it over, because I think they assume, and probably rightly so, that even if Alberto Gonzalez were to just step aside, Democrats in Congress, I still hope, go after the perpetrator of this. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez is a symptom of a much larger problem that goes straight back to Karl Rove. And until we get Karl Rove to testify, even Alberto, the absence of Alberto Gonzalez as the head of the Department of Justice is ridiculous. So I think they've made the decision that they're going to weather this storm, and the only way that he would step aside is if the growing number of Republican members say, call for his resignation, call for him to step aside. That, I think, is the only thing that is going to force him out, because it's clear from the Bush administration's, from the Bush statement yesterday saying he was very pleased with that ridiculous testimony yesterday, it's clear they're standing by their man. And I think they are hoping that the American people view this as a partisan witch hunt and not for, a fact-discovering mission that it is. Now, fortunately, more as many Republicans were disgusted and talked about it yesterday, Democrats, but he still has his supporters in the Senate. So it's how many Republicans join the chorus.
Yeah. I'll bet you he goes under the bus to save Carl. Hey, listen, Rich, thank you so much, man. Have a good weekend, and appreciate, as always, you being on the show. You're the best. Thanks.
Anytime, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay, bye.
All right, there's Rich Masters. He is with Corvus Communications. You can check out his website at corvusnews.com. And when it comes to Washington, this guy knows it all inside out. 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Gina, should I throw in a short plug for this? Because I don't know if you can't or can or can't sign up, but I might as well throw it in anyway, so people will know.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll do this real quick, or try to do it as quickly as I possibly can. If you're wondering how I lost 105 pounds, I did it through gastric bypass surgery. If you want to find out more about gastric bypass and lap band, and we're not selling anything here, and Dr. Michael Snyder is not selling anything, there's a seminar tomorrow in which I'm going to be there. Gina and her husband are going to be there because they want to find out about it, and there are going to be other listeners there. But here's the key. In order to go, you got to sign up to get in. So call Denver Bariatrics, and I don't have the phone number, so you got to go look it up. Call Denver Bariatrics and ask to get in. See if that seminar is still open tomorrow, I believe it starts at 10, and if you're going, you need to get there early because parking is a problem sometimes. But call Denver Bariatrics and sign up and go find out everything you want to know about gastric bypass and about Lap-Band, and there's no obligation, and it doesn't cost anything, and you can ask any questions you want, and it's a wide-open situation. And I do have the number now for Denver Bariatrics, and the number is 303-280-0900. That's 303-280-0900. So instead of listening to rumors and things that people tell you, which may or may not be true, go find out for yourself, but you got to call first and sign up. 303-280-0900, and Gina and her husband Paul and myself, we will see you there tomorrow. Right, Gina?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you. I hope I recognize you. I haven't seen you in a couple, three weeks.
Yeah, because people don't know that Gina's downstairs from me. So we communicate by some kind of weird signal.
Yeah.
Okay. Traffic this morning has been absolutely the best, correct?
Yes, it's been pretty nice.
But what does that mean? Now it's going to change and get bad?
Well, I hope not. It's calm and quiet for the most part around the metro area. We did have a car fire westbound C-470 there at eastbound I-70. Looks like that's out. Final activity on the Thornton Parkway over I-25 where they were clearing a wreck. And we're just into the peak of the commute now, so all of our eastbound routes are stacked up, including 270 through Commerce City, 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, C-470 across Highlands Ranch, just the usual Boulder Turnpike into Denver there at Federal. Weather today, sunny and mild with a high of 71. Currently under fair skies, it's 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Before things really heat up this season, it may be a good idea to make sure your air conditioning system is ready for another long, hot summer.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Some graduate incentives to get into a new Jetta for only $179 a month. Or view the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's gebauto.com. You need a new car. You need to get to Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder.
Stock number B72-61, 36-month, 10,000-mile per year lease. $29.99 to assign and post tax title and license. Recent graduate incentive available 6 months prior to, 24 months after graduation.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left. Jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bags. Look for car. Look for bags. Look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So, Notice anything different?
You cut your hair?
No.
Lost weight?
Watch it.
Okay, I give.
I painted the room.
Oh, what color was it?
Forget it.
Want to make a real difference with paint? The Home Depot knows how. We have all the latest colors and the technology to help you coordinate. Plus, now through April 25th, get 25% off all Behr Premium Plus paint, stains, and waterproofers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Roberto Gonzalez, because he simply just can't explain, because he can't remember, because he can't recollect. Sir, I have no recollection of that conversation. Mostly sunny today, high of 72, AM 760, progressive talk. And if you want to talk about Roberto Gonzalez, if you want to talk about that circus yesterday, that display that he put on, and he got into it with our own Spector, too, who is a member of his own party. And plus, on top of that, Tom Colbert, who Rich Masters pointed out, is like really, 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 really right wing. And Colbert said, you know, you got to resign. Phew. Ouch. 303-713-7600. And if you want to talk about that, you can too. This is the anniversary of Columbine. And John and I were talking about this. It's really hard to believe that that it's been eight years. John had just started here when that afternoon when the shootings broke out. I was on the air on the other radio station across the hall. Oh, what a terrible, 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 terrible day that was.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that my anniversary of working with Clear Channel is the day of the Columbine Massacre. I remember when I was a promotions assistant and I was down at the Colorado Rockies game. And we were waiting, you know, they delayed and delayed the game, and they finally called it. But that was my first day working for Clear Channel. It was April 20th, 1999.
Yeah. And here we are 8 years later, and now we have had this whole thing go down in Virginia. And there are a lot of newspaper columns this morning. There are a lot of people this morning asking the question, what have we learned, and what did we learn from Columbine? And it still seems to me that a lot of the answers are elusive. We all have opinions. Certainly, I've got strong opinions about the mental health aspect of it all, but the answers just seem to be elusive. They really do, don't they? I mean, are we any farther along now than we were 8 years ago on this whole subject? And in response to a nationwide invitation from Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, Colorado Governor Bill Ritter is asking places of worship and other facilities across Colorado to toll their bells or chimes at 10 a.m. this morning in remembrance of the 32 people killed by the gunman at Virginia Tech on Monday. 8 years ago, we experienced a terrible tragedy at Columbine High School. The people of Colorado will stand in solemn silence on the anniversary of that dreadful day with the people of Virginia as they grieve. Ritter, who will make brief remarks just before 10 a.m., at the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in Mary's Garden on the east side of the cathedral. That's at 1530 Logan Street in Denver. So this stuff is very, 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 very powerful. And I'm sure all of you in one form or another remember where you were that day, what you were doing that day when this terrible thing happened. You know, we had the whole fight over the release of records. All of this stuff has gone on, and how much farther along are we on this? Well, I don't know how much farther along we are. I don't think we're very far along. I think we still have a big degree of misunderstanding and a big degree of not knowing and not being able to figure out what to do about this kind of stuff, and also about what motivates somebody to do this. Now there are reports today that there are reports coming out that this guy was bullied as a kid, which is the same similar scenario to what we got about Harris and Klebold. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that when you were in high school, when you were in grade school, you were pushed around, you were bullied, you were picked on, and that had to generate some degree of anger. And you always hope that, at least I always hope, that parents in dealing with their children, will teach them that you don't do that to people, that you don't bully and push people around, and that you don't, for any reason at all, be overtly cruel to them, to other people. I mean, we all have moments where we're not in a good mood, where we're not the greatest of great, and we'll sometimes do and say things that we shouldn't do and say, but most of us aren't going to do this on a consistent basis. We don't ridicule people. Or as somebody once told me, we don't make people, well, I don't want to use that term. Okay, so I hope parents talk to their kids about this. And then we have the never-ending question, which never seems to get solved, about what do you do if the parents aren't there, they don't talk to their kids, then what do you do about that? And the answer has to be a bigger degree of public education, particularly dealing with our kids, about problem solving and conflict solving without resorting to violence. I mean, look, it's human nature to get heated in a discussion with anybody, and it's human nature to have disagreements with people, and that's going to go on, and you're always going to have that. I mean, you've got it between people, you've got it between nations, you've got it. I mean, that's always going to happen, right? I mean, don't you agree with that? But the thing is, when you take it to the level of violence to either settle it or to air your grievances, or you maliciously pick on somebody who's weaker than yourself and push them around, that's just not a good thing. That's not a good thing. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there, as I said before, who have been bullied in school. And then how does that affect you as an adult, or you get bullied at home and you get picked on? Then you go into the world and you're angry. Which I used to suffer from. And 8 years ago, when I was in this town and when I was in radio, some of you complain about me now. You should have heard me back then. I used to really beat people up, and I was cruel. And after Columbine, I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore, and I was going to try to make a very conscious effort to tone that down. So when I left here and went back to Chicago, people said, wait a minute, what happened to you? You're not the same. And I kept trying to explain to them about this. Because as adults, we set a standard. And sometimes I don't think we remember that. I've seen people, I'm sure you have too, I've seen people in cars with their kids in the car, yelling, screaming, waving their hands, flipping off other motorists, driving erratically. What do you think those kids think? Right? Do they look at that and say, well, I guess that, look at mom and dad. I guess that's how I'm supposed to act. Right? Do they hate that behavior? Man. And I've seen it a couple of times. Don't you get shocked when you see that kind of stuff? I don't think society is totally sick. I don't think we're all totally mentally ill. But I think there's a lot of us out there who have issues. And because we don't get them taken care of, or whatever the case may be, we pass these issues on to our kids. Plus, on top of that, there are a lot of us out there who have kids, and we're biologically capable of having children, but we don't meet up to the responsibility of taking care of them. That's another thing. So all this stuff is blended together. You want to make a comment about this in the short time that I might have? I might be able to get in two or three calls. 303-713-7600. 748, 48 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, actually, it's a pretty nice ride around the metro area. We're not seeing any wrecks right now. In fact, it's all of our highways running collision-free. We just have the usual slow pockets now. If you're trying to get into downtown, that's primarily on the southbound lanes there, 58th to Spear. Of course, southbound I-25 is very heavy from 120th to 84th, and we have a lot of traffic now on southbound 225, Yosemite toward I-25 through the DTC, and a little further up as well between Alameda and Isla. Jeff. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a beautiful one. Sunny, mild, 71. Currently, it's fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog Ride Arrangers. Want to spend less on gas? Carpool or vanpool to work and feel free to...
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
We'll need a larger security deposit before we can rent to your family.
You can't have more than 3 kids in an apartment. I don't care if it's a family unit.
Your kids need to stay out of a swimming pool at all times.
If your children make too much noise, we can...
Don't accept lies about your family when looking for a place to live. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on am760 Progressive Talk and am760.net.
Good morning, 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 72, going to be really nice. Thanks for joining us. Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress. We'll talk about everything that's going on. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Then at 8:30, Dr. Michael Wellner, a forensic psychiatrist and ABC News consultant on the anniversary of Columbine and the Virginia Tech shootings, and we'll talk to him. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Good.
good to see you're getting healthy again. I'm doing it too. You've always inspired me, and now you're helping me again. But, hey, I wanted to make a comment about Columbine because today's a day, and I probably won't have another day to actually get the point across of what I've always wanted to say. During that time, I was had just started my business, and I was working out of the house, doing a lot of Internet research. We were doing Internet stuff. And when that was going on, there was some mention of there was the Gill and Klebold had gone and used AOL for some sort of thing. And I was using AOL at the time, so I got out and got to get a better signal here. Got out and did some search on AOL. And I came across a guy who basically was claiming that he was on a video in front of a classroom, and he said that he was the counselor for these two boys and from Jefferson County, and that he had been initiating with them some new type of anger management program. And in this, he went on to show a slide of a chip that little looked like a piece of rice that they put under the skin, uses alkaline of the body to move to transmit the reception. And he said he used ELF to try to monitor the alpha waves. Basically, what he was saying was that these boys were coming to him and saying that they were hearing very bad things in their head. And then sooner or later, this thing happened. So he himself started his own investigation. And in the video, what he claimed was that there was a website on AOL that showed these boys exactly how to build a bomb. And if you remember, there was 100 propane bombs that never went off. So he wanted to know what was going on. So he went ahead and got the list of how to make the bomb. And in it was all these ingredients you can get from anywhere. And he went and got the stuff and was trying to figure out, you know, what this was all about. And he determined that the reason why the bombs never went off was because there was plastic coating around the clock handle. So when they were to touch 12 to go off to create a contact to explode, they never did. So he determined that they were designed never to blow off. So he then figured that this was something else larger going on, and they must have been doing some sort of testing on them. And if you remember that day, there was on the news, a large white van pulled up, and the cops had not gone in yet. And out of the white van, you could see this from the helicopter camera, the white van, out came a big, giant General NATO guy with all his pins and stuff on him and some guys in black. And they went into the school, and they were in there for a while. And when they came out, that's when our cops went in. And that's what I remember. And after that day, his website was gone off of there and all the other stuff that was on AOL, we never found it again. So I'm probably one of the only few people that even remembers that. But maybe there's more out there remember and did their own research. Maybe that guy's listening. But that's my story for today.
So are you saying there's some kind of conspiracy here? Or
I'm saying that this guy was a Jefferson County counselor claiming that there was some sort of conspiracy.
Story. Yeah, the problem with the Internet, though, is, you know, it can be a really good tool, but it can also be, I mean, you can find a lot of stuff on there, man. And there's
absolutely
a lot of people on there who claim a lot of things, and they're not true.
I absolutely agree with you. And in the beginning of the Internet, you know, there was a lot of things going on like that. But during that time and that day, in the heat of that moment, this is what I saw. And that website didn't last very long. And I tried to get all the stuff off the AOL stuff that they had found, and it was all gone, too, in terms of, you know, it was shut down. So I believe myself, just from what I've seen, is that I know that the human body is very easily manipulated by radio waves. We know that. And
how do we...
We're electrical beings.
Well, yeah,
we create electrical activity.
Wait a minute. Well, now I'm going to run out of time.
Okay.
You say the human body is very easily manipulated by radio waves. Give me a concrete example of that.
Your alpha wave. You're in your brain.
But who manipulates it?
It's ELF. It's called extremely low frequency.
But who's doing that?
Well, if you remember yourself, that's the question that we're all going to ask. But if you remember after 9/11, then the whole talk was about, even Bush said, yes, there is a shadow government. It exists.
Oh,
and that
come
was
on.
It. You
all
can
right.
find the clips.
All right,
yourself.
I love you, but I got to go. Thanks.
Love you, too. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Ooh, yeah. Oh, God, my brain is being manipulated by low-frequency radio waves.
AM 760. AM760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Hey, it's Mark Stout. The Crush have a home game against the Las Vegas Gladiators tonight. Can John Dutton, Damian Harrell, and the troops move to 5-3? Find out. Countdown the Crush at 6:30. Kickoff at 7.
Crush Football on AM760 Progressive Talk.
If you are suffering from menopause, call now to see Suzanne Summers live.
I call menopause the seven dwarves of menopause. Here they are. Itchy, bitchy, sleepy, sweaty, bloated, forgetful, and all dried up.
Every single thing that she said, I related to. Every single symptom, I said, that's me. And that's me, all my girlfriends, my mother. She's absolutely amazing.
Suzanne Summers is coming to Denver Sunday, April 22nd, 2 p.m. for one day only. Don't miss this incredible two-hour seminar on how to beat menopause naturally.
The thing that really gives me hope and inspires me, and she reminded me of how I used to be before all my symptoms came into play. I think I found the answer is the thing that we've all been searching for. You guys have got to go.
To see Suzanne Summers live, call 800-600-9532. 800-600-9532. That's 800-600-9532. Or go to RadioHotFlash.com.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane, remembering the Virginia Tech victims with a day of mourning.
It feels good, you know, that the whole nation's with us, you know, showing their support.
CBS's Cammie McCormick is in Blacksburg.
They will observe a moment of silence. Few students remain on campus, but those who are here will likely gather at the school's drill field, where trees have been tied with ribbons. They will wear their school colors as they have since the massacre. They will read the words left behind by others on memorials scattered around the field in tribute to those who died.
Wounded survivor Garrett Evans will never forget what happened, but Evans says he's forgiven gunman Sung Hee Jo.
I am truly, truly blessed because God spared me. And I saw the devil at work.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge tells the CBS News Early Show he doesn't think the massacre could have been prevented. But Ridge says there are lessons to be learned.
The last thing we want to do in our universities and our public places is turn them into citadels, armed fortresses of defense and protectiveness.
Ridge is on the committee named to investigate how school officials handled the shooting. Not satisfied with his explanation of how and why eight federal prosecutors were fired, some Senate Republicans are calling on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to resign. The White House is standing by Gonzalez, but Jim VandeHei with Politico.com says that could change.
The question is, what happens behind the scenes? Do Arlen Specter and these other Republicans who did not publicly call for his ouster call up Bush and say privately, listen, it's time for him to go?
Just in, the U.S. Embassy in Berlin's posted a message to Americans in Germany telling them to increase their security awareness because of what it calls a heightened threat situation. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you know where your children are? In some cities, they won't be at the mall.
Merchants here at the upscale St. Louis Galleria want a break from disruptive teens.
Sometimes they block the aisle way, make it a little difficult for shoppers to get in and out of stores.
Today, it joins a growing minority of malls instituting curfews. After 3 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, anyone under 16 must be with a parent or supervising adult. 13-year-old Tucker says,
it's kind of weird, like if you go there with your parents, then split up to go to different places.
Getting hassled over that, he says, will be annoying. Barry Bagnotto, CBS News, St. Louis.
Some divorced couples say we're still good friends. That's not the case for Hollywood stars Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. Years after their breakup, the couple's hostilities are making tabloid headlines over an angry voicemail Baldwin left for his 11-year-old daughter when she didn't take a scheduled phone call.
I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
The unflattering voicemail was made public by TMZ.com, a celebrity website. Baldwin's spokesman says Basinger and her lawyer leaked the tape. In early Wall Street trading, good corporate earnings news is pushing the averages higher. The Dow is ahead 118 points. NASDAQ is up 21. This is CBS News.
Automated gates provide real security by controlling entry to homes and businesses. To replace or automate an existing gate or install a new automated system complete with fencing, talk to an American Fence Association contractor. An AFA member can design and install a gate system that provides the right level of security for your needs and meets safety standards and codes. Make sure your contractor is an American Fence Association member. To find yours, visit AmericanFenceAssociation.com or call 1-800-822-4342.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have.
Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Former Quest CEO Joe Nascio now facing serious jail time after a Denver jury convicted him on 19 counts of insider trading. Nascio found guilty of illegally selling $52 million in stock amid the accounting scandal that nearly destroyed Quest.
I couldn't be happier that after 5.5 years, justice is finally served in this state's and throughout the United States.
U.S. Attorney Troy Ede, after the guilty verdict was announced, Nascio's looking down the gun barrel at a 10-year vacation in the Crossbar Hotel and millions of dollars in fines when he's sentenced in July. Negatives like unhealthy forest, rapid population growth, and decreasing water could all converge into a nasty mix for the Rocky Mountain West. That's the doom and gloom being issued in an annual State of the Rockies report card from Colorado College in the Springs. Report cites 21 million acres of diseased forest, plus the social and environmental consequences of rapid energy development. Governor Ritter asking places of worship to toll their bells this morning to remember the 32 people killed at Virginia Tech this week. That remembrance begins at 10 a.m. our time. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's a beautiful morning around Denver. Across the Front Range, virtually delay-free on our freeways. At least no wrecks or stalls. Just expect westbound 76 to be full toward I-25. Usual stacks southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen, and very busy into downtown. We do have one off-highway wreck, Chambers at Alameda, so watch out for that in Aurora. Otherwise, nice drive into the high country along I-70. No problems whatsoever. Weather outlook today, sunny and mild with a high of 71. Currently, it's fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog Ride Arrangers. Want to relax at rush hour? Carpool or vanpool to work, and feel free to sit back and let someone else drive. Call Ride Arrangers at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org.
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, whoa. A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series. This one's even got four-wheel steering. And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit johndeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, it's after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it is going to be an absolutely great day today. With a high of 71. But Jay, is there rain in the forecast? And the answer is absolutely not. Okay, let's say hello to Christy Harvey, who has the world's largest resume. So let me just say that she is with the Center for American Progress. She is a star of radio, TV, print, and various other things. Hi, Christy.
But I can't sing. I wish I could sing. That's one thing I'd love to add to that resume, but no can do. Sorry about that.
Well, neither could Sanjaya. Look where it got him. Who got booted off finally. And I maintain that that whole deal was fixed.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to see him this weekend. He's going to be at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, you know, I heard Bill Press talking about that this morning, and I thought, oh, man. And Press is going to walk up to him and is going to say, I voted for you. All right, Bill. You know, come on. Okay, how do you get up so damn early and then stay up and watch American Idol? This is what I want to know. I know he's TiVoing it or DVRing it, one or the other.
Oh, wow. That's sort of a scary thought, I think.
Yeah, I think you should definitely ask him about that.
I will, next time I see him.
And I'll tell you, well, you'll see him at the correspondence thing because he says he's going.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to the actual dinner, but I snagged a a ticket to the very, very, very fancy after party. I'm very excited.
And who are you going with, or are you going by yourself?
No, I'm actually taking my college roommate because she loves the celebrity star gossip stuff as much as I do. So we go together every year and take pictures of celebrities at the drinks table. It's so dorky.
I don't want to be sexist or anything, and I don't want to pry, but why aren't you married her? You know, I mean, never mind. I don't get this at all. And then,
because I've taken a guy to this after party before, and the guys actually want to be at the party, and it's more fun to sort of sneak around and look at celebrities, and it's just a very girly kind of party to go to, I think.
Well, what kind of celebrities are going to be there? Like Sanjaya?
Sanjaya will be there.
Oh, you know, what do you
Alec think? Baldwin will be there.
Oh, you know, that's another, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Now everybody's hopped on this thing about this voicemail of him having his ranting and raving at Kim Basinger, and it's like, you're right. Mature adults who are in custody battles over their kids, they never lose their tempers.
Well, right, and whoever said that Alec Baldwin was supposed to be a nice guy anyway? He's always had the reputation for being a hothead. I don't understand why this is at all surprising.
Well, I don't care whether he's a hothead or not. I mean, even the most rational people argue with their exes over their kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, come on. Jesse James and Sandra Bullock are in a big custody battle with his second wife. It was in the paper here last week or the week before. I can't think of her first name, but she's the ex-porno star, or may still be one.
Right.
And, you know, they're going at it, and people are doing it all over the country, and now all of a sudden, but you know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's Alex Baldwin's political leanings, and so now all these folks will, like, start beating up on him because he's liberal.
Well, and that's the thing. And you know, it's one thing to get in a fight with your wife over your kid, but it's another for then someone to take the tape of you getting in the fight and leak it to the press.
That's unkosher.
I think that's the tacky part.
Yeah.
Is taking it so public.
Yeah, I agree.
Very tacky, very tacky.
Speaking of tacky, let's talk about Alberto Gonzalez yesterday. Okay, we shouldn't laugh, but look, this is a fact. Whether you're conservative, you're liberal, you're in the middle, you have no political leanings at all, you can't go before your boss, you can't go before the people's representatives, which are supposed to be the Senate and or the House.
Right.
And you can't sit there and tell them that you can't remember 75 times?
I'm actually a little worried about him. I mean, if you can't remember 75 times some very big, important meetings and life-changing decisions that you have made, there's something wrong. He might need to see a doctor.
Exactly. What employer, what management person, well, let me rephrase it. What management person could get away with that?
Anywhere, without being booted out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly, or demoted, or something would happen to them. And then the White House, like, and I don't want to be over the top here. I'm not trying to be over the top, but it's like, then what are they doing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? What are they, on the crack pipe? Then they sent out this thing about, oh, we're very pleased with this performance. How could you be pleased with that?
Because he didn't sell them down the river, too. He hid their secrets. That's all that they're worried about here. They're not worried about getting to the truth. They're not worried about whether or not these guys were fired illegally. They're not worried about whether the system was corrupt. What the White House is worried about is protecting their booty. And he did a very good job at that yesterday. He did not uncover any of those dead bodies that the White House is so worried about.
Yeah, but I don't think the American public, the public that sees that, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think that they would come away with the kind of impression, that anybody would come away with the kind of impression, if you're not very, very closely following the story, you'd come away with the feeling of, wow, we have like an attorney general who can't remember anything.
Right.
How does that work?
Well, luckily, I think, with this new Congress being out of Republican hands, I don't think that the story's going to go away. You know, Leahy and Spector and all the rest of them are going to, they're mad. And I think that they're going to keep asking questions, keep trying to get those secret emails. And I don't think yesterday was the end of the story. Unfortunately for the White House, but good for the American people and for us.
Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the story either, because I think you're right. I mean, there are Republicans now who are upset, like Arlen Specter, Tom Colburn, who, as I had pointed out earlier this morning, and Rich Masters pointed out earlier this morning, I mean, this guy is very, 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 very far to the right and has usually strung along with the administration on just about everything.
Right.
And now he's gone south on him, and there's other ones out there. I mean, Lindsey Graham wasn't, you know, I bought five rugs for $5. Graham wasn't exactly very nice to Alberto Gonzalez either.
Well, I think people are just, they're angry because Alberto Gonzalez is trying to pull a really big fast one. And have you been following the new wrinkle to the story about the Wisconsin U.S. attorney?
Yeah.
I think this is fascinating. You know, the new question is not what did those U.S. attorneys do to get fired. The new question is what did the U.S. attorneys who didn't get fired have to do to keep their jobs? And there is this attorney in Wisconsin who crossed out of his own jurisdiction, entered somebody else's jurisdiction, took on this case, and basically put this woman in prison for doing absolutely nothing. The woman was just released this week. A Circuit Court of Appeals looked at the case and said, what are you talking about? And the interesting part is this U.S. attorney, Stephen Biskupic, was on the original list to get fired. And then he put this woman in jail. She was a Democrat. They used her conviction to try and smear Governor Jim Doyle in the last election. And suddenly, poof, like magic, U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic is off the list to be fired. And no one is talking about what happened in that interim. And Congress is now calling on him to come and explain what the heck happened there.
Yeah, and he should come and explain that, because that's a breach of trust in the prosecutor's office and the federal prosecutor's office. I mean, we definitely need to find out, and we have to get to the bottom of that and why all of that went on.
Exactly. And this is one of those stories, like the ones we've seen, like Watergate, like Iran-Contra, where the original story, the firing of the eight, is only the tip of the iceberg. You know, that led to finding out about the secret shadow email system that the White House set up so they could do their shady business without prying eyes seeing. And that led to some of these other U.S. attorneys quite possibly doing things that were unethical or even illegal to keep their jobs. And it just is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And yesterday with the 75, I don't remembers, I think that Alberto Gonzalez really showed that he can't open his mouth to say anything, because if you even just jar that lid of that can of worms, everything is going to come spilling out.
Yeah. This whole thing is really a mess. It's really a mess. It's disgusting. Now we got to see. Now we have to see if Karl Rove shows up and testifies. If they make sure and subpoena him so that he shows up. We
right.
also have not yet had a chance to hear from Alberto Gonzalez's assistant. I can't think of her name now.
Monica Goodling.
Yeah, Monica Goodling, who now they're talking about giving her some kind of immunity in lieu of prosecution, which generally they do that to people who are like organized crime figures.
Exactly. This is really, if you look at this whole thing, it's like a huge, nasty episode of The Sopranos. You know, you've got big fat Karl Rove as Tony. And we have now Alberto Gonzalez going down as Paulie or Silvio or somebody like that. And the thing is the White House can't fire him, because the second they do and he's out there on the loose and they can't control him, I mean, Alberto Gonzalez knows where all the bodies are buried. He's sort of like the Forrest Gump of evil in this White House. He's the guy who was behind the let's go ahead and torture everybody at Guantanamo. He's
yep.
the guy behind the I'm going to figure yep. out how to get around the law and listen to your phone messages and your emails. I mean, he's got his fingers in every single one of the dirty pies. So if the White House sets him free and he decides to sing, man, oh, man, we're going to know some really good stuff.
Yeah, we are. But you know what? I'm going to bet you. I'm going to bet you that he resigns. I'll bet you that he does it.
takes a bullet?
Sure, because he'll do it for his boss. He'll do it because he and Bush have been together a long, long time. And, yeah, that's exactly what he's going to do. And the whole thing reminds me of that scene in The Godfather where, who is it? Is it like Willie Cheech or something? No,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember. whoever goes to testify, and Michael Corleone produces his brother from Italy.
Yep.
Remember that scene?
I do.
I don't have any recollection, Senator. I do. You know, that's what will happen. Alberto Gonzalez's brother will show up from Austin or something. You know, right? I mean,
I think you're right. You know what I think might happen, though, with this White House? Look at their track record. I think they're going to promote him.
Exactly.
I think they're going to give him Paul Wolfowitz's job at the World Bank. That is my new theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, which, by the way, where is Wolfowitz? He seems to be missing in action now that this whole thing has broken out about him trying to pimp a big job for his girlfriend.
Paul did a bad, bad thing, and I think he's just embarrassed.
In the State Department. And then I'd have to question her about what is she doing going out with him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she knits some socks?
It's sort of like all the women that you used to see date Henry Kissinger, and you just go, wow, they do say power is an aphrodisiac, but this is nuts.
You come here, my dear, and I'll tell you about I oversaw the deaths of people in East Timor.
Oh,
God. Oh, what a freak he is, man. Jeez. All right.
So,
well, this thing's not going to end, and it's going to carry on now, and it's going to go on. It's going to go on for a long, 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 long time, and they're going to keep digging. And I maintain, as a bottom line on this thing, I maintain that what he did, what Alberto Gonzalez did yesterday was, instead of making his case and instead of helping his case, he made it worse.
Yep. I really think you're right. And all he did was keep this story back on page one. And so for that, I almost thank him. You know, thank you for keeping the corruption of the White House on the front pages of the New York Times and Washington Post, Alberto.
I agree, but he made his potential allies angry, too.
Yep.
So they're not happy either. It's 8:20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Okay, I talked about this yesterday. I got to get into this today with you just to get your feeling on it. And then coming up after you, we're going to have Dr. Michael Wellner. He's a forensic psychiatrist and an ABC News consultant. And he talked about the Cho video that NBC showed. And, you know, on one hand, knowing the media like I know the media, okay, if I had the video, I'd probably have to play it or release it, only because there'd be a tremendous amount of pressure to do so. Most people I know in the business would do it. But on the other hand, and I know this is contradictory, but on the other hand, I don't think it was a good idea.
I think it was a bad idea. I think that it was poor journalism. I think that it pandered to the salacious and tabloid excess that a lot of mainstream news is trying to pander to these days. I think it was in poor taste. I honestly don't think that they should have aired it, and I don't think that they should have... I think they should have realized that by showing it, it would get the sweeping coverage. I mean, it was everywhere. You could not turn on a television without seeing the face of evil, you know, this week. And I was watching some show last night, and some talking head was saying, well, it was news. You can't censor the news. If you've got it, you have to air it. And he was just dead wrong. I mean, think about after 9/11. No news footage showed bodies at the World Trade Center. They just didn't. You saw the planes hit, but they made a conscious decision to keep that out of the public psyche. Look at the Dover test. They do not show the coffins or the funerals of the soldiers who were killed in Iraq out of decorum and a sense of decency. So you can't just say that if it happened, it's news. That's I think, the bad side effect of things like the blogosphere and the tabloidization of the news. That's just my opinion. I'm not a media analyst, but I think it was a bad decision.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I agree with you. I think it was a bad decision, too. And we don't... There are certain things that are legitimate news, and then there are certain things that are not and that we don't need to see.
Right.
And that we don't... And it's not news giving this guy the ability to reach beyond the grave and emotionally injure and affect people's lives. And I'm not advocating censorship. I guess what I'm advocating is that You know, NBC did what they thought was right. Now, if there's a backlash against that, they're just going to have to suffer with it. Okay, before I run out of time here.
Yes.
I have nothing, I have no movies, I have nothing culturally to say, except, did you watch Driving Force?
I haven't seen it yet. I have it on TiVo. I'm catching up tomorrow. So, I am looking very forward to it.
Yeah, it's a great show. And also, Pinks. You've been watching that lately?
I have been watching Pinks.
Yeah, me too.
I do still make time for that in the schedule.
You know, lose the race, lose your ride.
But I have a question for you for movies.
Yeah?
Should I go see Grindhouse? The Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez gore fest that pays homage to the B-movies of the yesteryear.
Yeah, people say it's great. People who have called here and sent me emails say it's wonderful.
See, I really do want to see it. I like that kind of thing. However, they released an action figure from the movie that you can get in toy stores. And the action figure is called Rapist. And I have a serious problem with a rapist doll, so I kind of want to boycott the movie.
Yeah, that's bad news. That's in poor taste. No,
I can't decide what to do.
No, I'll tell you what you do.
Boycott?
I'll tell you what you do. You know what you do?
Wait for video?
No. Just watch a bunch of Pinks.
Okay. I think that I will get my same rush that I would get from watching a blood spatter movie. I actually do. It's all about the adrenaline.
Just remember this.
Yes.
Okay? You can only have 5 car lengths, and I want the bottle for at least 3 stages.
By the way, the guy I'm seeing now is furious with you for reigniting my Pink's fascination. He hates the show, and I make him watch it. It's fantastic.
What, he doesn't like cars?
I think he likes cars. I think he just doesn't like to sit down for 3 hours and watch races. I know. I'll bring him over to the side of light and truth with us, Jay. Don't worry.
Yeah, he needs to really check that. Okay. I love you. It's good to talk to you. Have fun at that correspondence party. Take plenty of bizarre pictures, and we expect a complete report next week.
Absolutely.
See you, Christy.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Coming up next, we'll talk to Dr. Michael Wellner, forensic psychiatrist at ABC, a news consultant. We'll see what he says about NBC releasing that video of Cho and showing it. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8. Oh, a little Pulp Fiction music here. All right. And don't forget, after 9, Tom Tangney returns with a look at
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Wreck to watch out for at the intersection of Chambers and Alameda. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny and mild conditions with a high of 71. Tonight, some clouds rolling in, but it will remain dry. 40 degrees for a low. Right now, fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Altitude is the television home for the Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, and the Colorado Mammoth. Altitude is also the official network of the Fan. Don't miss the Nuggets, Avalanche, and Mammoth. The action's on Altitude. Altitude, available on Comcast Channel 25.
One tree can absorb as much carbon in a year as a car produces while driving 26,000 miles. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates the tree at their grand opening April 20th. Creekside Tree Nursery has the highest quality stock with the best selection and the best prices in all of Boulder County. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com, then visit their grand opening April 20th just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647.
Hey, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. You want to buy an automobile? Then you want to get a deal. You want to get treated right? Then you want to go to Rockies. Rockies is the place to shop because you get great deals. They have their matching down incentive going on, and you don't take the depreciation hit that you do if you buy a new car. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And maybe you need that all-important vital second automobile, too. Or maybe you're just unhappy with the car you've got. Well, the place to go shopping is Rockies Autos. Large, convenient, good folks out there like my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear. Good folks out there like Fred Labrato. Good folks out there like Gerard Menard. Spanky Herrera. Man, Spanky, like, is a pro. And he is good, good, good folks. Freddie Labrato, great guy. I mean, all the people working out there, Adolph, Juan, all of them, they really work hard. They really work hard. And if you want a great deal, you got to go to Rockies. Check out their inventory on the internet. RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Or, here's the other thing, get out there in person. And today would be a great day to do it because there's plenty of sunshine. It's going to be a nice day. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. I recommend them. I'm proud to talk about them. They're my friends. They're Rockies.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left. Jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bags. Look for car. Look for bag. Look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So, notice anything different?
You cut your hair?
No.
Lost weight?
Watch it.
Okay, I give.
I painted the room.
Oh, what color was it?
Forget it.
Want to make a real difference with paint? The Home Depot knows how. We have all the latest colors and the technology to help you coordinate. Plus, now through April 25th, get 25% off all Behr Premium Plus paint, stains, and waterproofers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Join AM 760 and rock the earth for an Earth Day celebration. Denver's own local musical talent, Rob Drapkin, will perform live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown Sunday, April 22nd from 4:30 till 7:30 p.m. Spend Earth Day with some music, fun, and a chance to win prize. Log on to am760.net for more information. It's an Earth Day benefit concert Sunday, April 22nd. Earth Day with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 72, and really, really nice to have you along. Hey, I want to put something in here real quick, because we haven't talked about it this morning, and you're going to hear a lot more about it, and we'll talk about it more on Monday in full, unless after Tom Tagney is done after 9 o'clock, if you want to get into this, you can, because I'll open up the phones like I normally do. But Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, said yesterday that the Iraq War, I'm just paraphrasing him here, that the Iraq War is already lost. And now what you're going to end up doing is you're going to end up getting all of these folks from the right-wing chattering classes all the way down to other senators and who are supporters of the administration, and they're all going to start going after him for saying that. But I think that the only answer to all of this is to ask those folks who would attack him, say, okay, if he's wrong and you're right that this is not a lost cause, then please give us, which you have been unable to do now for God knows how long, please give us concrete proof that, A, the surge is working, and B, that we are turning things around. Because what Harry Reid's point here, I think, is that Bush is trying to, what do they call that in street racing and drag racing? He's pedaling or sandbagging this whole thing in order to dump it in the lap of the next person who takes over as president of the United States and in the White House. And that's what Harry Reid's talking about. And I think Harry Reid's got a point. Don't you? I mean, I think the American people here owed an explanation. So all the cheerleaders and the rah-rahs, okay, fine. Lay the facts out on the table and show us where we're wrong and where we're winning and we're turning this around. And you might want to provide that information to the 200, the families of the 200 people who got killed in that truck bomb situation here. What was that, John? Yesterday? Day before? Yeah. 2 days ago. Give them the information, too. I'm sure they'd like to get it. Here's Gina at 8:32, 32 minutes after 8 with traffic. Gina.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot going on, although we do have a fresh crash activity eastbound 270 at I-76.
We have a left lane stall eastbound 270 near York and just slow pockets, really normal for this time. Westbound I-70 from 225 to 270 and southbound 225 through the DTC, dragging a bit there. Watch out for a herd of bighorn sheep apparently on I-70 near Georgetown in the high country. Weather outlook today, sunny and mild with a high of 71. Currently it's fair and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Want to help care for our air? Carpool or vanpool to work, and you can reduce pollution and...
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
View the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's G-E-B-Auto.com. Saab, born from jets.
A lot of people tell me that in spring, their lawn is more of a family room than the family room, because it's where the fun is. So I tell them, to keep the fun going strong, build a lawn strong enough to stand up to it with Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scott's Company. Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2 is the most trusted way to build a healthy lawn and get rid of weeds. It deep feeds right to the root with a special blend of nutrients for a stronger, sturdier lawn. The kind that's perfect for running, jumping, romping, you know, living. Plus, it gets rid of weeds completely, including the really tough ones like dandelions. So all you're left with is one healthy lawn. The perfect time to apply Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2? Right now, because those dandelions are starting to pop up as we speak. Apply Turf Builder Plus 2 this weekend and keep the fun and the lawn going strong all season. Learn more at scotts.com.
Hi there, everybody. This is your host, Ron DeLegge. Learn how to beat Wall Street at its own game by making the Index Investing Show part of your weekly routine. Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk KKZN.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa beginning May 4th. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Jay Marvin.
Voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How can you do anything but celebrate today? Mostly sunny and a high of 72. Let's say hello to our very special guest, Dr. Michael Wellner, a forensic psychiatrist and ABC News consultant. And we're going to talk to him about the Cho video. Also, about the depravity scale. And I'm really interested in pursuing this. Doctor, good morning, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to get on the air with us.
Good morning. I appreciate you having me, and nice to meet your listeners.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. All right. First of all, before we get to the whole Cho thing, talk a little bit about this depravity scale situation. I'm really interested in this, and I think our listeners, I think people listening to this would be interested in this morning, too.
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time immersed in evil, but can't quite seem to get it right. There's no societal purpose that is served by us having to see Cho as powerful and menacing, because again, that's a lot of posturing, and it's something that he gets from a gun and nothing else. And there is absolutely nothing, and I would reinforce this to your parents who are listening, that your children will get from hooking into role models who use guns, who destroy in movies. And look, I like Jack Bauer just as much as the next person, and I watch every episode of 24. But I would be very concerned about the message, of course, that my children might get, not about terrorism, but just killing without feeling, and that sense of how toughness equates with the idea of being able to dehumanize another person. The depravity scale is research that's inspired by legal needs to get consistent sentencing and to standardize what are the worst of crimes. And I urge your listeners to participate at www.depravityscale.org in surveys that are specifically set up so that the public can also be involved in defining what specific intent, what actions, what victims that are targeted, and what attitudes that someone may have in a given crime distinguish what an evil crime is. It's important for us to get that sense of grasp on the subject, and that's how, in my professional opinion, when you have some concern about these sensational crimes, how we have to deal with it, because this way our courts and our authorities can be fair about it, and at the same time people who are in the system are treated fairly, and the dramatics associated with a case don't enable people through their own ambitions or agendas to turn people into monsters who actually are not. But there's a fair system. It reflects how the public feels sentencing should distinguish things as severe. And even in the media, if we understand what a depraved crime is, we'll have a sense of discretion about what we want to expose our children to.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so we go to depravityscale.org, and yes, we can take these surveys.
Yes, and I can tell you with a great sense of satisfaction that lawmakers are looking at the input from the surveys. It's extremely important to get input from people in Colorado, because the individuals in Colorado, by the way this is set up, are just as important as people here in New York. Rural are just as important as city. And again, think about everybody's got some sense of dissatisfaction with the justice system. Can't blame you. You walk into a court, sometimes you think it's fair, sometimes you think it's not fair, sometimes you think this person should have gotten a more severe sentence, sometimes you think they should have gotten a less. Look, you want to make a difference? You have to be involved in saying, this is what I, as a citizen, feel should be the elements of the worst of crimes. Now you have a vehicle at www.depravityscale.org. It's there, and it is more than just a study. It's something that is directly connecting with lawmakers, and I would urge your listeners to be involved in making a difference and to please participate.
Yeah. You know what? You got it. I think everybody should, and I certainly am going to. 8:40. 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dr. Michael Wellner with us, a forensic psychiatrist and ABC News consultant. Okay, a couple of questions. We're sitting here on the 8th anniversary of Columbine. We have the Virginia Tech situation that happened on Monday, the awful, horrible killing there. But yet, it seems like most of what we engage in about around this is speculation, and we don't really have any answers on how to prevent this or how to stop it, how to recognize somebody who may do this. What are your feelings about this?
Well, there are many answers, and I may run a little longer. And if you have to cut me off, please do.
No, go ahead.
Very important questions, and I want to extend my condolences to the community because it's an anniversary, and I know it's a difficult day. Let me offer this. And this is from the perspective of somebody who's worked on quite a number of mass shootings. And I've interviewed rampage killers who've survived, and this is in my capacity as a forensic psychiatrist, and have worked on a number of cases around the country, although I did not work on Columbine, having some familiarity with it. Keep in mind that Columbine was inspired by other cases, and so this is a crime of notoriety. We have to be very careful about the attention that we give to people who carry out horrible crimes. I would even encourage you, as a news person, as a commentator, that when you refer to the shootings, to attach a word to it like perversion, weirdos, because these are copycat crimes, and they're copied by people who look up to these individuals as anti-heroes for how they're remembered. But nobody wants to be remembered as a pervert. Nobody copies a sex offender. Nobody copies a rapist. And yet the images of power, like what were put up on the internet about Cho, the images of power through these videos, and his sense of righteous indignation. If you let an individual define his message, and you mention his name over and over and over again, then people will know instantly who Klebold is, instantly who Harris is. We have to give anonymity to the people who create these crimes and let the pain of the victims speak loudly. I think it's very helpful for parents to expose their children not to the carnage, but to the sadness of others, so that they can experience the sadness of people who've lost. I think that if there are memorial services in the area, I think it's very helpful for parents to expose their children to the sadness and the mourning that people are showing. That if there are vigils, if there are services for parents in the community, to take their children so that their children can get used to supporting other people, so that their children can get used to human types of interactions, and so the children can appreciate the consequences of pain caused to other people. And that when they're old enough to experience ideas like death, the notion that when people cause other people to die, it's not like in the movies. There's someone who is a wife. There's someone who is a son or a daughter or a parent who's left behind and who never forgets even years later. Years later, Columbine can teach messages to people in the community that can inspire a greater sense of social conscience. So these are very, there are a number of steps that people can take that are easy, that are practical, and that are relatively effortless. But if this is a crime of dehumanization, and you have to dehumanize someone in order to kill a stranger, then cultivating humanism, and that's an apolitical term, just humanism in your children or if your teacher, in your students, because teachers can do this with their classes. It is a must. It is a must. Whenever there is a catastrophe, we can learn from less developed nations. Because in less developed nations, in the village, when something happens, the rest of the village gets involved and is not only helpful, but they see and experience the pain and the loss of another. It doesn't have to be Katrina. It can be a fire that just burns down a home and everybody is displaced. What happens to those people?
But boy, you know there's a whole segment of folks out there, and a lot of them in the media, without me going into specifics, that would absolutely rail against what you're suggesting here. Everybody should get involved. Yeah. Because they deliver this message of everybody on their own, everybody out for themselves.
Well, you know what? Let's take a step back here, and I appreciate what you're saying. I think you're right. What's wonderful about this time, there's great opportunity and sadness. What I witnessed just in a 24-hour period, I'm a consultant for ABC News, and I was asked to comment yesterday on these videos, and I got on. I said, "Take them off. This is just a social catastrophe," they could have fired me for this because essentially I was attacking the network. What happened was, in a very short time, they took them off. Why? Because this is the age of the blogosphere. People are ignited to do the right thing. And I don't think it's so hard for people to see how right it is to simply have a dialogue with their children and say, "Listen, I'll give you movie money, but I would like you not to go to these movies because these people really aren't that strong, and guns really don't work that way, and they are very destructive, and they cause people a lot of pain. And if you have to take somebody to the hospital so they could see how painful a person is who got a gunshot wound to the leg, and to see someone suffering so that these become distasteful to them." I got news for you. I'm a forensic psychiatrist. I see the most bloody, gory pictures you can possibly imagine. You're in Colorado. I worked on the Matthew Shepard case. Many of your listeners know that
case.
I saw those autopsy pictures of what they did to Matthew Shepard, so I see these squeamish things. I can't see a violent movie. I can't take it. I can't take it. I'll tell you why I can't take it, because I know how that feels. I just can't take it. I won't go to them. It gives me nightmares, and I do this for a living.
What do you make of these people who are all over the radio screaming, the answer is everybody should carry a weapon?
Well, you know what? I'm not so sure that this is necessarily about guns.
I don't think it is either.
But what I do think that it is, it is about men, boys, it's a male issue, attaching a sense of power to the capacity to destroy. As opposed to seeing guns as a sport issue or seeing guns as something meant to defend oneself with, but to essentially defend oneself with, that has incredibly destructive and painful potential. Because, again, you put a gun in the hands of a paranoid person. Well, Cho was pretty paranoid. Cho was extremely paranoid. But what Cho didn't have was an appreciation for the rights and body integrity of another person. That Cho dehumanized others, and that's how he could come to kill strangers. So in that sense, yes, it's true that guns kill people, and yes, it's true that people kill people. I would submit that in certain crimes, guns kill people. In this crime, mass shooting, people kill people. It's the shooters. It's the personalities. It's the individuals and how they are groomed through their role models, through their sources of inspiration. And yes, we can pass gun laws and make it harder for them to acquire weapons, and I would certainly support that in a sense of fragile and fractious people and scary people, making it more difficult for them to acquire guns. But at the same time, I got to share this with you. I consulted on the Xerox mass homicide in Hawaii, and I can tell you that he had guns that he bought 9-10 years earlier, and you could have passed the law to keep him from acquiring a new weapon, and he would have found it. I'm working on another case in Hawaii now of a spree shooting. Where did he get the gun? Well, you know what? He found out that someone was hiding a gun under the next house. So he figured out a way to get it. He went into a crawl space. He pulled out the gun, and no one even knew he had it. And one day he went out and shot 3 people. So these aren't foolproof, but at the same time, even before then, if someone doesn't find a sense of inspiration from power as it's expressed through the capacity to destroy, then we don't even provide the kindling wood for this to ignite. Because guns are available all over the world.
Guns are even available
in cultures that are at war. People in Israel, for example, they have a tremendous problem. Not only from the Palestinians, but from Arabs within Israel who want to destroy and want to carry out terror attacks. It's something that we don't even appreciate in this country that they have to deal with every day. There are arms everywhere. Nobody runs around and carries out mass shootings there because they all appreciate a sense that guns cause pain and they cause suffering, and that by virtue of that they are extremely sensitive instruments, but ones to be handled responsibly. So absolutely, culturally, there are things we can do, and I would strongly encourage your listeners to see the power in themselves, and through what they can do by communicating with each other through the blogosphere when you aren't around to talk to them. And I'm not guesting as I am today to say, you know, let's have a dialogue with our children to just say, I don't want to send you to these movies. I'm not going to support them.
No.
Because if we don't support them, baby, they ain't going to make them.
Yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right about that. Doctor, man, you are fascinating. I wish I had more time. I hope we can have you back again. Thank you so much for being involved with the program this morning.
I appreciate your interest. I have great confidence in your listeners and the other people who care enough to actually want to prevent these things from happening. And whatever small part I can play, perhaps another day we'll find time, and I'll look forward to contributing. And in the meantime, I wish everyone safety and comfort, and may God never bring a tragedy like this again to your community.
Thanks, Doctor. And we urge everybody to go to depravityscale.org and make your feelings known. Doctor, thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right. There's Dr. Michael Wellner. Boy, go to depravityscale.org. I'm certainly going to do it. Great interview. Thank you, Doctor. 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we have a few minor late morning problems. Have a disabled vehicle block in the fast lane, eastbound I-70 at York. So that is creating a little bit more slowing between I-25 and Brighton. Eastbound 270, right near I-76, have a minor traffic wreck there. And otherwise, just a little slow in all the usual hot spots, including southbound 225 through the DTC and southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, sunny, mild, with a high of 71. Looks like tonight some clouds may roll in, but it's going to remain dry, low, currently fair and 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog Ride Arrangers. Want to spend less on gas? Carpool or vanpool to work and feel free to...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Millions of tired Americans always trying to wake themselves up instead of finding a better way to sleep. Well, here's a solution. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, because it can help you with cure that tired, exhausted feeling. It's clinically proven to give you more deep sleep, which your body needs to repair itself. At a touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts firmness, relieve pressure, and give you more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses can create, so you don't toss and turn, and you get a deeper sleep than you would with a conventional mattress. With a Sleep Number bed, dual air chambers allow the bed to be personalized to the exact level of comfort and firmness you need. Just by setting your sleep number. My number is 75, and you can go find out your own number. And the comfort of air means your body, your back, they're supported without those stiff metal coils that create unconventional pressure points. So if you're tired of being tired, then you need to look into the Sleep Number bed. Because after all, a Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an innerspring mattress, but they've been tested, and I'll tell you something, they last twice as long. So cure that tired feeling. Take control of your sleep at a Select Comfort store near you. There are over 440 Select Comfort stores and malls across the country. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls here, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centerra, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield Stapleton.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Announcing a special automotive marketing test for Denver, Colorado. This special Denver market test is for consumers who are tired of misleading car ads that often include confusing, virtually impossible discounts and financing requirements. For 72 hours only, Lithia Motors, the largest retailer of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge products in the entire Rocky Mountain region, is going to be selling brand new vehicles at deeply discounted prices that all consumers will qualify for. Because of our special national purchase of vehicles, you can buy new PT Cruisers at $11,999, brand new Dodge Caravans $13,499, and Jeep Grand Cherokees at $21,999. And not just one, but several at these prices. All other models at prices too low to advertise on the radio. For 72 hours only. Thursday, noon to 9. Friday, noon to 9. And Saturday, 9 to 9. This Denver market test is only available at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana and Parker. And Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana at Alameda. These deeply discounted prices available tonight till 9. Two vehicles per household, no dealers or wholesalers. Buyers must be residents of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, or Kansas.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:58, we're headed next to the movies. Stick around.
A lot of people tell me that in spring, their lawn is more of a family room than the family room, because it's where the fun is. So I tell them, to keep the fun going strong, build a lawn strong enough to stand up to it with Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scott's Company. Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2 is the most trusted way to build a healthy lawn and get rid of weeds. It deep feeds right to the root with a special blend of nutrients for a stronger, sturdier lawn. The kind that's perfect for running, jumping, romping, you know, living. Plus, it gets rid of weeds completely, including the really tough ones like dandelions. So all you're left with is one healthy lawn. The perfect time to apply Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2? Right now, because those dandelions are starting to pop up as we speak. Apply Turf Builder Plus 2 this weekend and keep the fun and the lawn going strong all season. Learn more at scotts.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. In Virginia, it's a morning with a moment of silence planned for an hour from now for the victims of Monday's Virginia Tech rampage. At the end of the most traumatic of weeks for the school, people all over the country are paying tribute to the 32 people who were killed. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula with the story.
It's a day to wear orange and maroon, Virginia Tech school colors, to honor the victims of the campus massacre. Brian Doan is a mechanical engineering major from southern New Jersey.
I mean, it feels good, you know, that the whole nation's with us, you know, showing their support. And you know, you can kind of just feel it. I know I have family at other universities, and they tell me how people are wearing orange and maroon and coming up and sharing how their thoughts and prayers are with us. And you know, we really appreciate it.
For one day at least, we're all Virginia Tech Hokies.
The editor-in-chief of the student newspaper, the Collegiate Times, says many students will be trying to get back to some semblance of normalcy.
I've been hearing that most of them are coming back over the weekend, coming back in time for school on Monday, and Monday morning sort of gauging it, seeing what they think they could do, what they think they can't.
In Israel, funeral services for Liviu Librescu, the Virginia Tech professor and Holocaust survivor who sacrificed his own life to help his students escape the gunmen. It was 8 years ago today that two teenage gunmen wreaked havoc at Columbine High in Littleton, Colorado. Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher before turning the guns on themselves. For Charles Burdick, who was brought in to help in the aftermath of Columbine, the shootings at Virginia Tech are stunning.
It is difficult to watch this happen to another community, to know what they're going through, and knowing what they will be going through in the future.
Baby boomers are graying, but as they head toward retirement, they don't appear as healthy as their mom's and dad's generation. That would be a first. Many boomers say they have trouble with routine activities, walking a few blocks or lifting 10 pounds. Health economics expert Dave Cutler says obesity is a nagging concern with costly implications.
It's going to put a lot of pressure on the medical system because, sure, people may continue to live longer and healthier lives, but we're going to do that at great expense.
Critics call it an iPod tax. The Iowa Senate's given the green light to a bill that slaps a 5% sales tax on digital downloads, everything from songs to ringtones. Supporters say digital customers should be bound by the same rules as shoppers at brick-and-mortar stores. They say the tax could bring in more than $4 million. But Republican Jeff Angelo says it's not as easy as it sounds.
The pragmatic problem with the proposal
is if an Iowa resident is sitting in a airport in Texas and downloads five ringtones, that Iowan's supposed to come back to town and then report those five ringtones and send a check to the state.
The measure now goes on to the Iowa House. Checking Wall Street at this hour, a good day. The Dow is up 110 points and the NASDAQ is ahead 18. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talk to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. The American Heart Association says one way to promote a healthy heart is to eat a diet naturally rich in antioxidants. So where can you find them? Well, did you know Welch's 100% grape juice contains powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. It may be the tastiest way to help protect your heart. I made the switch to Welch's 100% grape juice. No added sugar, unmistakably delicious taste. I'm Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Long shot Republican presidential hopeful Tom Tancredo says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid should be held responsible for the deaths of all American soldiers in Iraq from now on. That after Reid said the war there is lost. Former Quest chief Joe Nocio determined to appeal his conviction on 19 counts of insider trading, but whether he succeeds or not, the verdict is pretty good for the financial markets.
The fact that these laws are enforced vigorously and that he's going to be made to pay for his crimes is a very good sign, and it sends a very good message that the market will not tolerate people taking advantage of those laws. So the integrity of the stock markets have been upheld, and that's a very important facet for every single investor out there.
Investment expert Bruce G. Allen says every CEO in America is now on notice, fudge the books, and risk doing hard time. Calling it one of the toughest actions any state has ever taken against genocide in the Darfur region of Sudan, Governor Bill Ritter has signed a measure requiring public pension funds in Colorado to divest from companies that have active business operations with the government in Khartoum. Ritter says Colorado has no business supporting firms that facilitate genocide. And Columbine High School is closed today, as it has been every April 20th since the murders of 12 students and a teacher. Today marks the 8th anniversary of the massacre at the Jeffco School. This morning, crosses honoring the victims are being put up in a park adjacent to the high school. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's very, very nice around the metro area right now. Not a lot to be concerned with. We did have a wreck eastbound 270 at I-76. Looks like that's in the final stages. Southbound 25 just before Hamden was a little sluggish due to a possible wreck or stall that we had there. Otherwise, you're going to be in very good shape. Just busy right now through downtown. Again, that's southbound 25.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Morning, 9077. It's at 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Martin along with you. And you heard the forecast. It's going to be beautiful today. High of 72. It's Friday, and we can celebrate that. All right, this gentleman has been away for a while, and we have him back. It's none other than Tom Tagning, who has a hard last name to pronounce, but Tangney. See, I never get it right. But he knows everything there is to know about movies, and he's a member of the National Broadcast Film Critics Association. And if it has appeared on the silver screen, chances are Mr. Tangney has seen it. Tom, good morning, and welcome back.
Well, yeah, I'm happy to be back. I had a great, great time in Paris.
I bet you did, man. I bet you did. I love the French, and I love France.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is that I was just thinking about the fact that nobody goes to Paris in the spring for the weather, and yet I had ideal weather. It was 14 solid days of sunshine, 70-degree weather. It was incredible. Not a drop of rain. It was, I could go to Paris 30 times and not get that kind of stretch of weather. It was incredible. And, you know, they're also right in the midst of a presidential campaign, so there was not only was there, you know, beauty to be seen everywhere, and Easter week and all the cathedrals, there was also a great campaign going on there, so it was a perfect time to be in Paris.
Yeah, what is that guy's name is running over there? John
Sarkozy is
the other guy. Le Pen is running again?
Oh, yeah, Jacques Le Pen, yeah. There are four main candidates, and it's very interesting the way they've positioned themselves. You've got a woman representing the socialists, Ségolène Royal. And then you've got Sarkozy, who's sort of like center-right. She's considered center-left. You've got a guy trying to come down the middle. And then you've got Jean Le Pen on the right. And last election, you remember 4 years ago, he actually made it to the final four. They have like a runoff. They have like seven or eight candidates running, and then the top two make it for the final. And everyone was shocked when the socialist candidate, you know, had sort of a lackluster campaign, and then the right winger, the far right, candidate made it in. I don't think that's going to happen this time, but it's a wide open race between all four of those main front runners.
Yeah, I'm sure our own Congressman Tom Tancredo will be making appearances on the part of on the part of Le Pen.
Yeah, that may be so. The one thing I like about France is at least a socialist there can call himself a socialist and, you know, be stand up and be proud.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure Mr. Tancredo will be over there. Okay, let's talk about films.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you that I'm trying to think about any memorable movies I've seen since you were gone.
Yeah.
And no, I did not go to see Redline.
Well, it sounds like you and everybody else didn't go see Redline. Some kind of Eddie Griffin backlash, do you think?
I don't know. So they spent all this money making this action-packed movie. They used all the expensive cars, and who knows how much they poured into this over special effects, and it bombed.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, when a movie gets released at this time of year, it's not like they have, you know, high expectations for it, but still, I think they've got to be disappointed. That's why I really think that whole crash business might have been a ploy to at least get some attention, because to tell you the truth, with all the movies getting released at this point, I'm not even sure I would have remembered the name of that movie if that crash hadn't happened. So I remain suspicious.
Yeah, I've heard other people say that as well. All right, let's talk about this movie, Fracture.
Sure.
What do you think?
Well, here's the deal. I think it starts out well. This is one of those movies where you have a very smart guy who seems to paint himself into an impossible corner, and then the rest of the movie shows how he's going to, you know, sort of wriggle his way out of that impossible corner. And obviously, the very smart guy is Anthony Hopkins. There's kind of a Silence of the Lambs vibe here, because he has to sort of match wits with a young hotshot prosecuting attorney, in this case, played by Ryan Gosling, who's just fresh off an Oscar-nominated turn in Half Nelson, which I thought was one of the best movies of the year last year. And the pleasure of this movie is to see these two great actors from completely different generations kind of square off and have sort of this battle of the wits. The problem with these kinds of movies ultimately is that when you have two very smart guys battling each other, and one of the smart guys has to make a dumb move in order for the movie to be resolved, it kind of feels like a cheat at the end. So I think the premise is good. I think the setup is good. And I love watching. I think the best way to look at it is just think of it as just two actors really sort of squaring off opposite the table. And that's the best thing about the movie. Ultimately, it felt, you know, like a Law and Order episode that was a little too neatly wrapped up. But I like the idea, and I love seeing those two guys square off. So
I like Anthony Hopkins. I like him a lot. But
yeah,
he's also made some films that I wasn't too crazy about.
For instance?
Okay, I know you're going to come after me for this.
Okay.
But Silence of the Lambs, come on.
Ah, well, very good. Now, at least you didn't take an obvious, you know, easy throwaway one. So you don't think he was very good in Silence of the Lambs, or you don't think Silence of the Lambs is very good? Or
I don't think the movie was very good. And I also thought he didn't do a very good job as Richard Nixon.
Okay, well, first, let's take them one at a time. Let's do Silence of the Lambs. First off, I actually, I'm in somewhat of an agreement. I am not quite on the Silence of the Lambs is a great movie and deserves not only the best movie of the year that year, but best actor and best actress and all of this. However, here's what I would say in justification of Anthony Hopkins in that movie. There are very few iconic figures that are as, you know, sort of referred to as much as his Hannibal Lecter. And I think that is of some value. I think in my younger days, I don't think I appreciated, you know, the power of a creating an iconic figure. Right now, one of my favorite actors of all time is, say, Cary Grant. Well, in a lot of ways, you could argue that Cary Grant doesn't have much range and he always plays the same type. And yet, he happened to embody what was, a certain type that's a real Hollywood icon, and I think there's some credit to be, you know, granted to somebody who can do that. I feel like Anthony Hopkins, I think, is a very good actor, and if you see him in a range of things, he can be very convincing. But I do think that his one main contribution to cinema will be that Hannibal Lecter reference. It's a bit like The Godfather for Marlon Brando. There are certain touchstones in cinema that really are of some value. And from that point alone, I think he deserves some credit. Now, is he really like a serial killer? No, I don't think so. I think that Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer is actually a much more accurate depiction of what a serial killer is like than Hannibal Lecter, and yet there's something about the power of the imagination that movies can tap into that in essence he's like the Hollywood star version of a serial killer that we buy into. So I'm with him there. Do you want to jump in now, or do you want me to then proceed to...
No. I want to hear what you have to say about his portrayal of Nixon.
Okay. And here, the thing about, the deal about Nixon is, I admire his, I don't know about the casting, I admire the job that he did. I think the problem with that movie is, I mean, the problem with his performance in that movie is that he probably shouldn't have been cast in it. I went in entirely skeptical, and I thought that he did a good job of getting to the kind of an essence, not, you know, necessarily the essence of Nixon in this kind of a, you know, squirmy way. The movie is less successful than I think it needs to be, and I don't think it's a perfect performance. But I do think, given the raw material that he was charged with, basically this Welsh actor, who we all know as Hannibal Lecter, to actually kind of subsume all of that, our expectations of who Anthony Hopkins is into Nixon portrayal, I thought he did a fine job. But I do think he didn't have the proper raw material to pull it off, ultimately. So.
See, I just think he didn't do a good job of selling it.
Yeah.
So, he's not Nixon to me.
Yeah, but, you know, who is Nixon to
well,
you?
Well, I mean, they don't have it. I mean, there's nobody that I can think of that can really play him and pull it off.
I agree. And I think that's one of the problems about what Stone is doing is that he's taking somebody that we know a little too well. And, I mean, I think the better way to think of this is, you know, when he plays, say, Richard III, we don't have a problem with it because we don't know the real Richard III. And I think my hunch is 50 years from now, that movie may, that portrayal may be considered more successful because people's memories of the real Nixon will be, you know, sort of off newsreels and, you know, in history books. And then I think it may seem like a more legitimate characterization. I do think you're right. I do think he didn't get the real Nixon because we know Nixon too well. I'm trying to think of anybody. I guess, did you like in 13 Days the guy who played John F. Kennedy? I mean, there's somebody we know pretty well. He didn't look and sound that much like Kennedy, but I bought him, I guess. It's not quite as dramatic.
I thought he did a better job. I think he sold it better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to go to the mat on this one. I think the performance, if you think of it as a Shakespearean performance rather than an accurate portrayal of a guy that we grew up to love and loathe, I would grant you that point.
9:16. Oh, thank you. It's 9:16, 60 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Top Talk. Tom Tagney, our movie critic. All right. Year of the Dog.
Yeah. Any interest?
Well, run it down. Okay.
Here's the thing about it. This is a very odd, quirky movie that I'm not going to recommend, but I do want to explain a bit about it. Mike White, I think, is a fantastic screenwriter. He's the guy who wrote The Good Girl, with best known for Jennifer Aniston's performance. Jake Gyllenhaal is also in it. I think that's a very good movie.
Right.
Chuck and Buck, a very odd but interesting
Yeah, interesting movie. But odd. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you see, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of like a male stalker. I think it's very good. He's one of the co-writers of one of the best but short-lived TV series ever on called Freaks and Geeks. He also wrote School of Rock. I think he is a fantastic screenwriter, very quirky, very odd sense of humor, and very funny. This is his directorial debut, and I think all the strengths of his writing are presented in this movie. There are a lot of these kind of deadpan, awkward moments, you know, things that are kind of funny and kind of discomforting at the same time. It's sort of, it's a bit like the Todd Solondz films. I don't know if you've seen many of those, but I think he tries to channel that kind of sense of humor, and I really like that component because it's not, he doesn't go for the clear punchlines. However, I just don't think he's a good enough director to deserve the quality of his scripts. This is a movie, I know I'm being a very kind of, you know, a roundabout. This is a movie about starring Molly Shannon from SNL, whose life is basically, it's nothing but her relationship with her pet. She has no boyfriends. Her relationship with her coworkers is very kind of, you know, sort of soporific. The thing about her is that she lives through her dog, and when her dog dies, she goes into this kind of tailspin. Well, that is, there at the very beginning of this movie, audiences are oohing and aahing at all these cute little animals, you know, and I'm about to gag. And then when the dog dies and you start realizing there's this kind of, there's humor to be had at the expense of people's, you know, relationships to the pets, that's very dicey material. And he kind of comes down on both sides of you. You're sort of mocking the people that are so tied into their pets at the same time that you realize that at the end it's a kind of endorsement of someone who chooses to live that life. And should we mock her as hard as we you know, wanted to? No. That's Mike White's take, at least.
All right. Well, all right. Yeah, you're right. I'm rejecting that.
Yeah. And that's okay. I mean, I think this is fine. This is one of those movies that's not about how it looks on the screen. So I think that just because I think we owe it to Mike White to support his career that we should maybe rent it when it comes out on DVD, but it's not anything that you need to rush out to see. And I was unsatisfied with it. I do think that he may turn into a good director, but right now, I think Todd Solondz, like the guy who did Welcome to the Dollhouse and those kinds of movies, does what he's trying to do as a director a little bit better.
All right, last one, The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Yeah. This is probably the best of the three. This is a Ken Loach movie. He's a good sort of left-wing, hard-driving socialist. His take on the Irish Rebellion in the 20s. It stars Cillian Murphy, who a lot of people know. He was one of the villains in the last Batman Begins. He also did Red Eye, the movie about the hijacker. He's got those piercing blue eyes.
And he's a pretty good actor.
He's an excellent actor. And here he's in his element because he's back in Ireland. And it's all, the one thing about this movie is it has a heavy Irish brogue. I mean, it feels very authentic. One of the problems about Ken Loach movies at times is that it's actually hard to understand. You wish you had subtitles to clarify that, but this is a movie about the Irish, how they are when they're oppressed, they're completely united, and once they get a little glimmer of independence, it really fractures. And it's about, you know, it's a bit like the French Revolution. They were, as soon as everyone was after, you know, after the, when they were all after the royalty, they're all together, but then there was a lot of this infighting. And this movie has a very kind of tragic turn. Horrible things to the Irish, obviously, from the British side. They all rally together, and when they're granted partial independence, then you have a real split among the Irish. Are you selling out to take half a loaf, or are you just taking a half a loaf in preparation to get the entire loaf? And it ends up becoming about, you know, the battle between, you know, among the Irish. And it's awful. It's a little too pat, maybe in the end, because it turns out to be literally a battle between two brothers. I mean, literal brothers. But still, it's a powerful movie, and I would highly recommend it. I don't know how widespread a release it's going to get, but it is. It won the Cannes Film Festival Award last year as Best Picture, and that's not a fluke. It's a pretty good movie.
Didn't Ken Loach? Didn't he make the film about the Spanish Civil War?
Yes, he did. Land of Freedom.
Yes, which plays every once in a while on the cable.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. This is kind of like a counterpiece. That was in Spain. This is in Ireland. Yeah,
I thought that was a great film.
Excellent. Well, then I highly recommend this movie. I mean, it's very good. And the thing is, again, a lot with the setting. In some ways, this movie is more about maybe the Irish, you know, coastline and the setting. I mean, Ireland looks great. As horrible as life, you know, is at times and the tragedies this movie depicts, it's also a gorgeous take on Ireland. So, yeah, absolutely. If Land of Freedom is something that you you responded to, that's exactly right. Just go prepared to not understand every single thing they say, because the brogues are pretty heavy. But it's easily, the overall narrative arc is very clear and easy to get. And you're not going to come out of that movie scratching your head, well, what is exactly going on? Excellent, excellent movie.
Well, you know, two films that come to mind that where I've had that problem, where the accents have been really, really heavy.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Well, that was now you got three.
Yeah, okay,
that was one.
Yeah.
Sexy Beast was another.
Oh.
Because I turned on the subtitles to get the whole yeah. thing on that, and then, I just had spaced off the third one.
Yep.
That had that heavy accent, and you got to sit there and try to decipher every single saying.
Yeah.
To get through it, and sometimes with those films, what you really got to do is you've got to turn around with those films. And you've got to see them twice,
yeah,
in order to get what actually is going on.
Well, how about Train Spotting?
Well, okay, yeah, there's another one.
There's another one. I mean, yeah, that is, and the thing about that kills you is Train Spotting, which I think is another brilliant movie, is so wicked smart. It's like very funny, and you know that you're missing half of the dialogue. And yeah, that is a movie. I think it's good enough that it deserves a second, third, and fourth go arounds. But yeah, isn't that the joke about the United States and Britain? You know, we're divided by a common language. It's like you want that authenticity. You don't want people to sort of fake it. And at the same time, it is a bit frustrating, and I completely acknowledge that. And in fact, I think in some of those movies that we've mentioned, they actually at times do throw up a few subtitles just to help help the audience get through it.
Yeah, the other movie I was thinking about, and I couldn't get all the way through it. I'm going to have to try it again, and I'm going to have to turn subtitles on. Is this little independent film made about Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones?
Huh.
Have you heard about that one? It shows every once in a while on the cable.
Yeah, the thing. I mean, I'm aware of it, but I'm trying to think. And is it? It's not his accent, is it?
Yeah, it's all of their accents.
Yeah, it's everybody together.
Are real heavy, so you gotta, in the beginning I just wasn't in the mood to turn the subtitles on, so I said, well, I gotta take this off and put it away.
Yeah.
And then I'll watch it again later when I can turn them on and sit there and read them and figure out what they're saying, and then go back and watch the film again for a second time and get the whole thing.
Yeah. And that, the thing is, you sacrifice authenticity, you sacrifice comprehension for authenticity, and I think that's usually worth the bargain. But, yep, there you go.
All right. Tom, thank you so much, man. It's good to have you back, and we'll talk to you next Friday, and, maybe Redline will come out on rental.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay, great talking to you next week.
See you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Tom Tagney, our movie guy. All right, we'll open up the phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. Anything is okay. We'll get into it. Whatever it is you want to talk about. Oh, and have you heard John McCain's latest deal about bomb Iran? Now, I'd like for you to... I'm going to play that for you. And if you want to call up and tell me why you think that's funny... And I wonder why people think that's funny. And you'll hear the audience.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for. At a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
A great job. But one thing I do know, not only because people have told this to me, but also because I've read it in various business sections of newspapers. When you buy a new car, you get all that stuff that comes with the new car, but you also, once you take it off the lot, you lose money. Now, the way to stop from going down that road is to go to Rockies, because Rockies has the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Even the 07s are there, and their selection is huge, over 600 vehicles for you to choose from. And if you need that all-important second car, they've got it. So whatever you're interested in, Rockies can help you out. They've got their matching down incentive going on, which will save you money. And you can go talk to my friends out there. Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, they're just the greatest. And Spanky Herrera and Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Adolf and Juan and just all the folks who are out there working the Rockies. They try very, 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 very hard to do the right thing and help you out. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open today until 9. As a matter of fact, they're open Monday through Saturday until 9. And today's going to be a good day to go out there, because look how nice it is outside. And you can walk the lot, get a little exercise because the lot's big. It's Rockies Autos. Check them out. They're great folks. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. Or you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear, available at the Home Depot. And please, follow directions on label.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
You know, this song was originally out, I didn't care for it. Now you listen back 300,000 million years later, it doesn't sound that bad, does it? Well, you don't like it, John, because you're not steeped in the hot rod surf culture of Southern California in the 60s, you ho-dad. 9:30, 30 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high of 72. You know what? That's how much America's changed. Check this out. Back in those days, okay, here's the deal. The surfers and non-surfers on the Southern California beaches used to fight. So the state of California steps in, or the local municipalities or area has control of it. I don't remember. But anyway, and so they rope the area off. So the surfers are on one side and the rest of us are on the other.
So you know, there's surf gangs, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's still going on today in California, particularly in Hawaii. You know, if you're from Hawaii and Californians go out to Hawaii to surf their shores, the Hawaiians don't take to these Californians too nicely. And, you know, there's gangs, surf gangs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, back in those days, it was like, okay, everybody on the left side of the rope surfs up. Everybody on the right side of the rope hey, man, are you holding? That's what that was about.
Well, see, Jay, my dad was a, you know, he's about the same age as you. He grew up in Southern California, and he was a surfer. And surfing was not a popular sport until the Beach Boys came out. And then it's like everybody was on the beach, and everybody wanted to surf. And there wasn't enough coastline to surf. So.
Not everybody, Kemosabe.
You didn't, did you, were you a surfer?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because I used to go to the beach and smoke dope and drink wine. Well, yeah, I mean,
what, you couldn't go to the beach and smoke dope and surf?
No, I don't want to hang around with those guys. I shouldn't be admitting this stuff on the radio. I don't want to deal with that stuff. No, the crowd I ran around with, man, we hated the Beach Boys. Used to call them the Belch Boys.
Yeah, see, my father disliked the Beach Boys, too, because they popularized the sport and kind of ruined the scene going on down there in Southern California.
Well, the scene would have gotten ruined anyway. What difference does it make?
But I think the Beach Boys brought girls to surfing, too. So you started to see more girls cruising around the beach in the, you know, in their bikinis.
There were always girls at the beach. You didn't have to have surfing to have girls at the beach. That I know. That's where you used to go to meet girls. If you wanted to date girls outside your high school, you go to the beach.
So what do you do in a landlocked state, like where we grew up?
I have no clue. I don't know what you guys did. I didn't grow up here, so I wasn't sure. Did you cruise?
No. There was no cruising going on when I was in high school. I guess you'd, like, hang out at the Taco Bell parking lot.
All right, well,
that'd be the same. How
lame is that? Well, I don't think it's lame. That'd be the same thing, wouldn't it? Would that be the same thing?
I don't know. I think it would have been a lot cooler to grow up near the coast.
Well, okay, here's where I feel sorry for you guys. For us, the summertime meant somebody always had a vehicle, and we would always go to the beach. You guys couldn't do that. I guess you go to the lake. Gina, where'd you grow up? You grew up in Albuquerque, didn't you?
Half my life, and then I spent the rest of it in Texas. In Houston and in Austin.
Oh, well, Austin's a great town, but Houston is a cesspool.
Okay. Well,
no,
it's
that's not
that bad.
That's not really true. Not really. It's not like the nicest city in America, and that area down there, Beaumont, Port Arthur, and all that area down there. Oh God.
But we used to go to the beach in Galveston.
Yeah, Galveston's
when I was in
nice.
High school.
Yeah, yeah, Galveston's really nice, but I can't remember how long to drive from Houston to Galveston.
Oh, about 50 minutes. You go right through past NASA, and then you go down there. It's nice. It wasn't too bad. Except there was tar on the beach that came in from all the oil wells in the Gulf.
Ugh.
That was kind of nasty.
Yeah, the only thing I can remember is it used to take us about 15 or 20 minutes to get to the beach. And then the only pollution that I remember was the lifeguards used to operate this boat that used to go back and forth and back and forth, and they would pick swimmers up who got sucked out by the riptide, and then they would take them and drop them off at the pier or whatever. And I can remember that the top of the water at times, you could see this kind of, diesel film or something on it. But hell, you know, we kept going out there and riding waves and doing that all that stuff, body surfing and doing all that stuff anyway, because there was no awareness of pollution. There was no awareness of any of that stuff. We just did it anyway. Also, think about this. Nowadays, they warn you. You're going to go out in the sun? Wear sunscreen. Back in those days, we lay out at the beach, no sunscreen.
Yeah.
You get red as a lobster. And nobody would ever say, this could cause skin cancer. Stop that. Right? I mean,
right.
Nobody cared. See, that's how much times have changed. And I don't know if they've changed for the better or the worse. I'm not sure. And nowadays, when I think about going to the ocean, particularly the Pacific Ocean, I don't know how clean it is. Have you thought about that?
Yes.
See?
Yes. I tell you, one of the most beautiful beaches and the water, just a turquoise, crystal clear, just beautiful, was actually in Cancun, you know, which is such a tourist trap, but it was quite beautiful. And I felt perfectly fine about going in the water there.
The most beautiful beach I have ever seen was in Cuba. The sand is like sugar. That's the most beautiful beach I've ever seen.
Sounds nice.
And now, because of our carbon footprints, we can't even cruise anymore. Because we used to do that, too. Did you do that in high school?
Oh, yes.
Did you cruise? See,
of course.
John Kirk says he didn't cruise.
Oh, come on.
I had a 69 Volkswagen bus in high school. That's not a cruising car.
Well, I had a Volkswagen bus. We cruised anyway.
My first car was a Trans Am 1973 455 that I bought.
Whoa. Where'd you get the kind of money for the muscle car?
Well, I was already out of college. That was my first car. I never owned a car until I graduated.
You didn't have a car in high school?
And that's all I wanted. That's all I dreamed about, was having that muscle car. And boy, did it guzzle gas, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, but you didn't have a car in high school?
No.
Oh, well.
No.
Everybody that I grew up with had a car. I mean, you either, you know, your parents either gave you one, which my parents didn't do, but or you worked a part-time job or something to be able to get the money to get one. So, and that's what I did. During high school, worked at radio stations and also at restaurants. All right, 9:38, 38 minutes after 9. I'll see you tomorrow morning, Gina.
Okay, we're looking forward to it.
Dr. Snyder's seminar. Anybody want to go? Call Denver Bariatrics. You got to sign up. Traffic this morning has been great.
Yeah, it's not been bad at all. Right now we have just an uneventful ride around the metro area. You'll be glad to know southbound 25 still pretty heavy. In the downtown area between I-70 and Spear, but that's about the only thing. Just want to remind you that work, though, underway now on C-470 both directions, westbound side Kipling to Bowles and eastbound Bowles to Kipling. They're doing some resurfacing there, and it looks like it'll affect you until about 3 p.m. this afternoon. Weather today, sunny, mild, high of 71, currently fair and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to win a perfectly clear day with a celebrity. Go to Claritin.com and enter the Claritin Perfectly Clear Day sweepstakes today.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
You know, everyone loves our new hardwood floors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone says they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh?
My mother, our friends, me. Okay, not everyone.
Right now, the Home Depot is helping you decorate from the ground up with 15% off all in-stock hardwood flooring. Head in today for beautiful floors from great brands like Thomasville and Bruce. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5-2 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area, area for as little as $199 a month. Request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately. Many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Yeah. Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa beginning May 4th. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Now, here's Commander Cody. He didn't do the original version of this, though. Johnny Albondo.
The hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace. That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
All right, let's hear it for all you wet sluts.
Motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got eight cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust with four living
gears. Yeah, see, we all
really
take that,
lost.
But you know what?
Safety tubes, but
bad for global warming.
Good. Tires
that's the problem. Everything that's fun is bad. That's what really is terrible. You know, really. Because I love cars, but it's and I'm sure a lot of you do too. But it's like, okay, we know it's bad. It's bad. Please, let's come up with an alternative somehow, some way. Okay, that also goes out to my man Vic Johnson, who, by the way, will be figure eight racing this Saturday night at Colorado International Speedway. Whole thing starts at 6. I'll see you there. Okay, 9:44. Let's go to Jeff. Who's listening in Joliet, Illinois. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. I heard you talking about the Beach Boys, and back in the day at WLS and Grant Park, I remember you always used to rant on him about the Beach Boys, and it's supposed to be about Dick Dale and the surfers and everything, bro.
Well, Dick Dale is part of that, too, and so are a lot of other of those groups. But if you grew up in Southern California, a lot of kids got into that because of the Beach Boys. A lot of kids
right.
got into surfing because of them, even though they didn't really surf. But you're right, Dick Dale and the Deltones and all those folks, they were all part of it, too. They were all part of that whole culture.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling out here from Denver. I'm a truck driver, so I'm originally from Joliet, so just down the road from good old Chicago.
Yeah, how long have you been out on the road?
I've been out 2-3 weeks now. Me and the wife have been running all over the country.
Oh, so she travels with you?
Yeah. Yeah, she travels with me. And we're out here all week here in Denver. We delivered a trade show over to the convention center, so we're out here all week.
Don't you ever being out like that for like 3 weeks, don't you ever miss home?
Yeah. You do, because our little dog is being sick at home and everything, and it's like we want to see her and everything. So it has its bad points, but, you know, we get to do stuff and hang out and have a good time most of the time, though.
How long have you been driving?
I've been driving about 5-6 years now.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I really do. I enjoy being behind the wheel, cruising.
The wife says hi to Uma.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction. All right, man. Well, listen, you know what? Be safe out there and be careful when you make those lane changes because you never know. I might be in your blind spot.
That's right. We'll look out for you there, bro.
Okay, take care, man.
All right, take care.
Good to talk to you.
All right, bye now.
See, as frustrated as you get, truck drivers move everything that we use, and the men and women who are truck drivers are good folks. 98% of them are good people. Here's Rick in Boulder. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. You're killing me cruising.
Oh, yeah. Cruising, man. Did you do that in high school?
Yeah. I spoke to you at a Rockies that one day. Thank you very much. You actually kind of helped me out with that. And
I know who you are. Yeah, no problem, man. You know what? Anytime you need it, you ask.
Well, actually, after that conversation, I decided I went ahead and sold the my Ford to help out Mr. Austin, and that's what's killing me.
Oh, because you can't cruise in your Ford?
Yeah, I had an old Ford convertible. I grew up in Seattle, and we used to go everywhere in that. And usually failed picking up women, but, you know, gave it a shot. But
Nowadays, because of global warming, though, we got to figure out something else to do because we don't want to leave too big a carbon footprints, you know?
Well, that was the other reason I was calling. I mentioned also that we were playing around with making ethanol. And my friend and I were, a couple of idiots were riding around on a little mini bike that we made our first batch of ethanol, and it seemed to work out pretty well. The only problem is with aluminum, ethanol will eat into parts. So we're still trying to figure that one out, but at least we're making an attempt at doing something different. And ours isn't, it's the runoff from the silage of a farm that usually runs into the sewer system anyway. And so we're not taking away from the corn. We're not taking away from anything. We're actually preventing the alcohol from damaging anything else.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea. It's just that people are very, very divided about ethanol, and I get emails all the time about this. And I had a guy call in, and he didn't get on the air. But, I mean, the whole gist of his comment was that it's a waste of time and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just real, real undecided about that. I wish it would work, or I wish they would come up with something else or something, because, man, you know, nowadays, what other habits are there that, God, giving up cars? Motorcycles?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's asking a lot.
I still have a real problem when I see the no cruising signs. I just keep thinking, God, it's just taking another thing away from these kids to do.
Yeah, well, one of these days, though, you know what? We'll all be driving these Boss electric cars, and that'll be cool.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Babe, hello, I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business. In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
It's like real lamb or white meat chicken or whole grain and more. Plus, it has a taste dogs love. So see the difference, just like we see it in our dogs and other people see it in our dogs. If you're ready to try Purina One Natural Blends and see what a healthy natural ingredient can do for your dog, call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. And see the difference for yourself. Let me give you the number again. 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So, notice anything different?
You cut your hair?
No.
Lost weight?
Watch it.
Okay, I give.
I painted the room.
Oh, what color was it?
Forget it.
Want to make a real difference with paint? The Home Depot knows how. We have all the latest colors and the technology to help you coordinate. Plus, now through April 25th, get 25% off all Behr Premium Plus paint, stains, and waterproofers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Travelocity presents the Lucky in Vegas sale. Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to Las Vegas.
Hello, jackpot!
That's $75 more dollars to enjoy on shows, tours, shopping.
Or blackjack. Hit me, baby.
The Lucky in Vegas sale. Book by April 30th and save $75.
Last one at the slot machines is a stinky tomato.
$75 off when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, this was a big cruising song when I was a little kid. All the oldies stations played this. The guys cruising low riders love this. This is when you used to park with a girl.
I don't know if it's cloudy.
And you'd play baseball. First base, second base, third base. And if you got home, you were in deep trouble. Or maybe not, depending on the attitude. Okay, girls who play baseball, though, didn't talk. 9:54 minutes before the hour. Oh, you know who we got on the phone? We got John Turk's mother.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Let's ask her some questions.
I love you, Mom. I mean that in a good way.
Deb, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, all right. I don't want to ask you anything embarrassing because John's sitting there on the other side of the glass and he can hear all this.
I know. I'm feeling bad that he didn't get to experience what we did. Because I grew up in Portland, Oregon. We cruised downtown Broadway. But what us girls did is we used to chew blackjack gum.
Oh.
We would put it over our front teeth and then try to look really pretty. And then when the guys were next to us, we would smile so it looked like we didn't have any teeth. And we just had a lot of fun going up and down. We kind of mocked the cruising thing, but we did it.
I remember blackjack gum.
Do you?
I don't even think they sell that anymore, do they?
I don't know. I think I've seen it a few places. The other thing, Jay, that was really funny, another place in Portland, Oregon, we would do is we'd cruise Marine Drive. And I didn't think anything about the name I'm about to tell you, but we used to go down to a beach, you know, and a lot of the different high schools, that's where we'd meet people from different high schools. And so my dad asked me where I was driving to with my girlfriends, and I said, Dad, we're going to Diddler's Beach. And he said, no, you're not. And he said, oh, no, you are not going to Diddler's Beach. Don't you know what that means? And I had no clue. But that's where we used to go, Diddler's Beach on the Columbia River.
I know. Now you can't do any of that anymore because it's bad for the environment. And
I know.
Now
it is.
It's uncool. And
yeah.
But and you now know, younger people are not into that anymore. They're into iPods and video games and downloading and
I know
all that other stuff. And they meet each other online. And
yeah.
Damn it.
But we had a lot of fun. And the Beach Boys and Shoobop-a-Dop and or the song that, you know, I love that music.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade any of those experiences for the world. I mean, for us, we used to cruise the Sunset Strip.
Oh, wow.
So, and the cops were always after you.
Well, I never got in trouble cruising. And I don't remember lowriders when I was in high school, but, you know, we were probably behind the time. We weren't from California.
Oh, I remember lowriders. You didn't have lowriders in Portland,
no.
Oregon?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Mom, tell Jay what your drink of choice was back then, the Budweiser with the whiskey in it or whatever it was.
Oh, Spolioli's.
You ever heard of a Spolioli?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I have no idea. She was telling me about that. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, those were college days, though, when we got in trouble.
Our drink of choice was anything that, well, never mind.
Anyway, Annie Green Springs, or what was that cheap?
Oh, yeah, sure. There was Mad Dog 2020, Red Mountain. All that stuff, all those sugary soda poppy tasting wines.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, I gotta run. Thank you so much, Deb. I appreciate it.
Bye, Jay.
We'll see you.
Bye, Joe.
See, I didn't ask her anything about you and your father, and your mother.
I'm glad that conversation went well.
I didn't ask anything. Okay, that's it for today. Now, a mature, consenting adult who wants to get down to serious. Will be up next. Tom Hartman and AM 760 Progressive Talks. Boy child Jay Marvin will now leave the room and try to leave as little of a carbon footprint as I possibly can on the way to Mikasa.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado.